Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get started. We're in September, almost the year almost over with. Brother D, come on in as quick as you can and get out of here.
Hey, man.
What are you doing there? Talking on mute. Come on in there.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Man, my headset been messing up here. We want to give honor to God and tell him thank you for allowing us to have such a friend that we have. So, man, as always, ask my brothers and sisters that are listening to bow your heads, go guard your heart, give him an ear, and pray with me as we pray for our brother. Father God, we come before you. Father, we stop just to say thank you, Lord. We want to tell you thank you, Father, for allowing us to not only see another day, Father, but you allow us to be able to come together and congregate together again, being able to hear a word about the game that we love so well called racing. And then you gave us such a fine brother as Brother Ernie, some of us call him Big Man, to give us all the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of this game that we love. And we just said thank you. Father, we ask you as always to continue to bless him, to him, his family, bless his business. Father, keep him and keep him in perfect peace. We ask that you give him a great portion of health and strength. Allow him to be able to continue to do as he will. And then, Father, we ask that you just continue to love on him. Let him know that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. Let him know, Father, that whatever he finds himself in need of, all he got to do is just say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee and that you are right there. We love you, Lord. Continue to bless him. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. 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 Brother, back to you.
All right. Appreciate it, Brother D. Appreciate it, Brother
man.
D. Big man, he's ready to go to work. He over there, he busy, but he still want to come on in and do this thing. I know he over there. He still want to come on here, though.
Man, that should be parched like a bone. I tell you what. Ooh, hey, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. I'm bringing another show to you to see if we can get some problems fixed for you. If you got any problems that you need some help with, call me. I don't care what it is. I don't care whose equipment you got. You know, there's some basic tune-ups that you can put in that will make your life a whole lot simpler. I can help you. Let me know. CompuCar Nitro Systems at 1-800-648-7687. Okay, Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Boy, I tell you what, too many P's in that. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Lawyer Man and Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance, because I'm sure everybody after last week's show called up and got insurance, especially all you people that have got lithium batteries. Y'all did call him, didn't you? Oh, what the hell? A little information on the batteries. The racer that had the battery blow up in his car last week sent me some information that they sent him a new battery. And when they asked about all of the other damage, told them that was not their problem. Gee, you burn up all my stuff and you're going to give me a battery that was 2 months old. I'm not happy with that. So if you've got a, you know, here again, if he had had Don Kennedy race car insurance, it wouldn't have been a major problem. He'd have said, Don, hey, look, battery said, boom, burnt my ignition up. It'd been paid for. And that's what we're going to talk about, you know, $187 for $20,000 worth of insurance. Come on, guys. I mean, that's even a no-brainer. You can make payments on it. It's $12 a month, roughly, $15 a month. I know you can afford that. If you can't afford that, you can't afford to race. So a little bit goes a long ways on keeping your stuff fixed. So give Don a call. Great guy. He'll walk you right through everything. He'll send you the forms. All you got to do is take some pictures of your car, send them back to him, and you've got insurance. That fast. It does not cover while on the racing surface. They were going to look into that, and they have kind of ruled that they're not going to do that. They're not going to do pro mod cars either. So, but going up down the road, you got to have it. And, you know, here again, we're changing weather. We're getting into fall. That tune-up that you've been running for the winter, for the summer, is going to be an iffy tune-up because of the cooler weather. You've got more oxygen in the air. The weather's cooler. You may have to drop your bottle pressure a little bit. And the easiest way to find that is run corrected altitude, and you can go from there to, you know, for setting your fuel pressure. Pay attention to it. It's very important. It's one of the most important things you can do when you're out there trying to tune up cars. Okay, starters. It seems we're having a problem with starters. Majority of starters go bad because the battery is dead. Oh, I, you know, it won't crank up. I got click, 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 bang, bang. You just keep trying to crank it up. It don't crank up. I'll put a battery charger on it. That'll crank it up. Jump it off. It'll crank up. Yeah, it cranks up. But every time you try for it to crank up, it strains the motor. You overheat the bushes, bushings. You've got wiring that overheats. The drive coming out doesn't have the energy. It forces it into the flywheel instead of into the teeth on the flywheel. Keep your battery charged up. If you got to jump your car off in the pits to go make a pass, don't go make a pass. You're going to have a horrible run. The car doesn't have enough power to run the ignition, the nitrous system, and everything else that it has to do, and you're not going to maintain the voltage. So when all that goes down, it puts a higher strain on the battery. Pay attention to it. Make sure all your connections are good. Charge it, whether you've got a glass mat or a lithium battery, charge it the way the manufacturer says charge it. If you've got a lithium battery and you're charging it, when you take the charger off, feel the battery. Is the battery hot? Now, that's not going to keep it from exploding, but that'll give you some idea of the condition of the battery. All right, dog, what you got going?
That was about a doggone quick, man. But anyway, I was calling about them batteries. Ernie, is that the batteries that's messing up? You know, they got the big ones and the little ones. Which one is messing up the most? I know, but explain the difference between the big ones and the little ones that's catching fire.
Which one's, probably the majority.
No, they got some regular, size lithium batteries on it that's lightweight. They got some regular size ones. Them ain't the one that's catching the fire, is it? It's them little bitty ones, ain't it?
It's the lithium battery design that's causing the problem. Like I said, this battery that the racer had was 2 months old. It was new. And it died. And he charged it up, unplugged it. 20 minutes later, he has a roaring fire. The design of the batteries, and then, you know, they said, can you have a bad one? Yes, you can have a bad one. But there's too many bad ones to make this a general consensus of the lithium batteries. There you go. If you have to have the weight loss, okay, if you think that's going to make that much difference, if not, get you a glass mat and go that way. Back to you, sir.
You didn't answer my question. I asked you, Ernie, is the little bitty batteries that's blowing up, or they got the lithium big batteries just like a regular battery? I asked you, which one of them is they blowing up? I'm catching fire.
Well, the ones that blow up the most, okay, the ones that blow up the most are the small batteries.
That's all I asked.
And the only reason why the smaller batteries is because it's in more appliances. So, yeah, I mean, there's more of those out there, and so you're going to have more failures on that.
Well, now, Ernie, can't you take some responsibility from it? Because from what I hear, they say when you buy them, they say you don't never supposed to let them be discharged all the way, and you're supposed to unhook them when you do it. All that trouble, is it worth all that damn trouble, Ernie?
In the overall scheme of things, no. You know, if you took the old rule of every 100 pounds is a tenth of a second, you're saving 20 pounds. Okay, that's not enough to worry about. That's not enough for me to go worrying about, is my car going to catch on fire? I'm just going to put a bigger set of jets in the nitro system and carry that extra 20 pounds. I mean, you got guys out there running 15-pound nitrous bottles that don't need them. So get rid of that weight and go to a 10-pound and put a regular battery in there. Back to you, sir.
704-9748. Let me see if they made a mistake. 704-9748, you got a question?
I'm here. I got a question.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Well, you need to be quiet. All right, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
On the street application, I went from the AGI distributor to the ProBillet, and I'm not getting any fire. Is it because I use my regular stock wire for the AGI distributor? Because I didn't want to put the new ones together. I didn't have time to put the new ones together. So I just used my old spark plug wires from the AGI distributor. I'm trying to figure out why I ain't getting no spark.
That's not going to be because of your spark plug wires. Are you running a crank trigger or just running a distributor?
No, it's just a street car. You know, I'm not running all of that.
Okay. You've got basically on your distributor, you have to have a ground wire going to your coil, your power wire, and your distributor interrupts that circuit. And so you got a reluctor wheel in there. So open up your cap and look in there and make sure it has the reluctor and everything else down in there. Because if you're running a crank trigger, a lot of people will pull those out.
No, it's just a basic Chevy small block. Like I say, I was told that the coil might have been defective. All this stuff is new. I don't know what's going on.
Check the voltage that you've got. You should have a 12-volt wire coming from your starter up to the coil. So when you're trying to crank the car, the coil gets power, direct, you know, 12-volt power. Make sure that's working. And you can put a meter on your coil on the 12-volt and ground. And make sure you've got power coming there when it spins over.
Okay. Okay, I got one more question.
Does it turn over? Does the starter turn over and try to crank? Does it try to crank?
Yeah. Yeah, everything turn over. We just don't see no spark coming from spark plug. ain't getting no spark. They said it might be a bad coil. So defect coil. It's brand new. The whole kit's brand new.
Have you got another coil you can put in place?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do this weekend coming up. I'm going to do that this next. Yeah, I'm going to try another coil. But I wanted to also ask you on the RV cool, on the cooling, try to keep your motor cool. I was told you can use RV cooling. Is that true?
Yes. The RV antifreeze has got it's alcohol, and you can run it. It'll keep your engine cooler, and during the winter months, it'll keep your motor from freezing.
Okay. That's about it.
Run it 100%. Just go down to Walmart, get you 3 gallons, and fill it up.
Okay, then. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. 706-5830. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. They ain't paying attention, Ernie. They must just hit it by accident, Ernie. All right. Now, Ernie, like you said, the weather is changing now, Ernie. Now, the same question you didn't answer before, but they want to know they got the baller in the trunk. Now, with the weather changing, is that going to make a difference? Because they say when it's in the trunk in the summer, it get too hot. In the winter, is it going to make it too cold?
No, go by your pressure. It's actually going to be able to maintain a more consistent pressure in this 75, 80 degrees, where when we was getting 110, 110, I think your asphalt's going to be about 160 degrees. So everything just gets amplified. When the cooler weather, it's more consistent, but you don't want it to get too cold. You want to keep your pressure in, like I say, 950, 900, wherever the altitude tells you, but a bottle heater, a water heater, either one of those are great things. Torches, no. Do not use a torch to heat a bottle. Back to you, sir.
And they say with the notches, they say run into the solenoids, into the plate or the fogger. They say, is it better to have a bigger line or smaller line? Which one of them going to make it atomized the best? They want to know whether it's a bigger line or a smaller line.
The main thing with nitrous is you want to keep it into a liquid state until it gets to the jet. Now, if you're running 200 horsepower, number four line will do everything you want it to do. Number four line has an inside diameter of 0.250. That handles 250, 300 horsepower. If you're going to go multi-stage or bigger systems, go to the number six. The number six is equal to two number fours. So that's the best way to go. And keep the restrictions in the line down. If there's a restriction in there, it's going to cause the nitrous to flash off from a liquid to a gas. Then you get bubbles, and then you get surging in your nitrous system. That's one thing about the fittings that's got the mosquito net inside the fitting. That creates a major problem. A brand new one is 50% restricted, and it'll makes bubbles. And when you make bubbles, you don't make horsepower. Back to you, sir.
All right. They want to know which one of them spray, which one of them atomize the spray the best, big line or small line, Ernie. That's basically what they want to know, Ernie.
If you're 250 horsepower, it doesn't matter because you are not going to use the volume that the line can use itself. You start getting stages.
But hold up, Ernie. I got you. They got you on that, Ernie. They want to know which one of them just, some of them spray like a mist. They want to know which one of them spray like a mist. In other words, which one of them atomize the best. That's all they want to know.
If the hose is not bent, not twisted, kinked, doesn't have one of those filters in it, you open the valve, you're going to get a hard white blast that's probably 3 to 4 foot long. If number six, same thing. If it doesn't have a restriction in it, no crimps, no problems that way, it's going to give you a blast about 3.5 to 4 foot. They're both going to do what you want them to do. The question is going to be how much horsepower can you carry with the number four line versus the number six. But they're both going to get you a good solid blast. Back to you, sir.
All right. I mean, on the purge, what's the difference between a small purge, the little purge, and a big purge? What's the difference, and why does it make a difference?
A little purge is going to have a solenoid that, depending on whose solenoid it is, going to work up to around 1,000, 1,050 psi. A big solenoid, a lot of times, will work up into 1,300 to 1,400. The small solenoid has a small orifice, an 82 thousandths. Your big solenoid has 125 thousandths. Now, all that sounds good, but the only thing you're doing with your purge is to vent the air that's trapped in the nitrous line, and you want to vent it all out and get liquid nitrous all the way up to the solenoid. So both of them are going to do the job. If you go to a big one, okay, you're going to put on a little bit bigger show, but you're going to use more out of your bottle. You're consuming nitrous. The first little white blast you see, you're ready to go. Anything other than that, you're trying to control bottle pressure or you're just wasting nitrous. Back to you, sir.
All right. They said that's what they was talking about. It was talking about the steam that coming out of the tube that's coming out of the solenoid. That's what they said they was talking about. Is it best to use a small one or a little one? Because the question was, if you use a little one, if you just hit it, And you see the white stuff come out there, does it still clear the line of bubbles just like if you had a big one and you seen the white one? That's what the question is basically.
Absolutely. When you see the white blast come out, that's right there is telling you that you have liquid nitrous all the way to that solenoid. So from that point on, it doesn't matter about the size of the line. You're just venting the pressure. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, if you got a brand new system, Ernie Ren set up a brand new system, what kind of maintenance do I need to have on it before I say the solenoids ain't working or something like that? Because I'm quite sure every system you put on, don't you check to make sure everything is working, Ernie?
Oh, yes. Make sure everything's working.
Okay. So when do I need to check it to make sure everything is working? I mean, do I have to do any preventive maintenance on it, or what preventive maintenance do you require I do on it to make sure it still works properly?
That's a good question. Most people don't even think about that. On preventative maintenance, first thing is look over the wiring. Any crimp connectors, anything, give it a pull. Make sure you don't have any loose connections. Make sure the ground's good. Make sure that the solenoids are working properly, that you don't have chafed wire going to them. That's probably one of the bigger problems you see is the wiring is either chafed or right at the coil when they put them in. They rub against them or something and cut the wire right there. Now, about every 6 months, the nitrous solenoid, you ought to take it apart and check the piston in it. You want to make sure that the piston doesn't have trash in it, that it doesn't have a protrusion on it where it's trying to force itself down through the orifice. Just get you a good stiff toothbrush. And when you get the piston out, now we're talking copy car stuff. If you go to NOS stuff, when you take their piston out, they have a very, very small spring in there. Make sure you catch that spring, because you'll not find it if you drop it. Clean the solenoids. Take the nitrous filter out. Take it apart. See what kind of trash is in it. And that's going to tell you a whole lot more of when you need to do more servicing on the system, because if your nitrous filter is clean, that means your nitrous is clean, your bottle's clean, your lines are clean, and your solenoids are going to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the main thing. And you just get some idea of what everything is looks like. Check your wide-open throttle switch. Those get a lot of abuse. And, let's see, check wires. Wires. That's the main thing on it. Back to you, Doug.
Yeah. Now, Ernie, can you over-tighten the nut on top of the solenoid? Can you over-tighten it, Ernie? And what's the precautions? Like, what's the problem if you over-tighten it, Ernie? If you can.
Yes, you can over-tighten them. They're normally pulled down to about 15 pounds of torque. I don't mean you have to go grab a torque meter and to torque them down, but you also don't use a 20-inch wrench to tighten up that nut. Once you start tightening it up and you notice that the coil is not turning or you can't turn the coil, give it about another quarter of a turn. That's all it needs. The only thing that nut does is keep the coil from falling off. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, Ernie, can you damage your coil by dropping it just like you do a ball? Can you drop the coil and mess it? I mean, one of the solenoids, can you drop them and mess them up, Ernie?
Some of the manufacturers, yes, because of the way the coil is made. But there's enough protection and airspace in there that dropping it should not create a problem. You shouldn't have any problem at all with that. Biggest problem we have is when someone takes the coil apart, undo the nut, set it aside, lift off the coil, and then you got the tower in there. This is where everybody messes up. They'll reach over and they'll grab a pair of pliers. And then they turn it to take it off. Well, when you do that, you're going to crush or put teeth marks in that tower. And then you're going to have a problem with the nitrous either not coming on or hanging and not shutting off. And when you do that, it is not covered under warranty. That is abuse. We've got wrenches that you can get. You can take the nut and put it back on the tower, take another nut from the other side and double nut it, lock it together, and then use the lower nut to unscrew the tower.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hurt a thing. Leave it all locked together. Take it out, clean it, whatever you need, put it back together, run it back down, and then use the top nut to tighten it down. And then two wrenches, break them loose, and go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, sir.
Ernie, a plate system, does it matter whether the nitrous is in the front or the back or vice versa, and pros and cons on how it should be or what the difference in it, which way you put it?
As far as nitrous in the front or the back, it really does not matter as far as a system performing. It goes more to the installation, the ease of installation. Your nitrous line is coming up in the back. So, okay, let's put the nitrous solenoids back there. Your gas line is already up front, so put your regulator and tie it in. But could you do it backwards? Absolutely. The only thing you can't do is put it on upside down. If you put it on upside down, it is not going to work right. It's going to spray out of the carburetor.
Oh,
you know,
hey, Manuel beat it. He put his on upside down. You remember old Manuel? And we wouldn't run him unless he hit the nozzle because something wasn't working right. We didn't know what it was until we found out he had it on upside down.
I've seen it happen more than once. Yes.
Yep.
But on solenoids, when you're dealing with your solenoids, do not swap your gas and nitrous coils. The nitrous coils work great on gasoline, but the gas does not work on nitrous. Also, make sure that you do not mix up the pistons. If you put a gasoline piston in the nitrous solenoid, then you turn on that pressure, it's going to try to blow the seat out of the piston. So make sure. Get your marker, whatever you need to keep them separated. And when you put them on, make sure that you put the nitrous back with the nitrous. In fact, take your magic marker and mark the coil and mark the base. That way, at least you've got a mark on it. And when you take out the piston, don't take out all of them. Take out one at a time. That way you know where it goes back. Back to you, sir.
On the gas, we know the gas don't shoot in there as fast. Is it best to have the gas as closest to the regulators as possible, or does it have it away from it makes it more worse? I mean, what's the best way to have it on the gas or not? The distance.
Best way to have it is to have your regulator as close to the gas solenoid as possible. 12 inches is pretty much the max I would recommend, because you get what's called the regulator is going to build up pressure. And so behind it, before it opens up, you may have 8, 9, 10 pounds of pressure. When it opens up, it gets that surge pressure going through there. And that's going to make the system run rich. It's going to regulate and pull it down. But for that half a second, the pressure is going to be high, and you're going to be rich. So keep it as close together. ProMod cars, we there for a long time made a special fitting that mounted the regulator right to the solenoid. You just didn't have a problem. Then everybody started changing stuff, and you couldn't get the regulator in there, so we had to move it out. But 12 inches, that's where I'd say is maximum. Back to you, sir.
Two-part question, Ernie. Does the carburetor gas and the nitrous gas, do they make a difference with each other, or do they work together, Ernie? It's a two-part question. Do they work together?
Your carburetor gas, you're running, going to be running the same gasoline in your tank, say C16.
I ain't talking about that. Now, just let me know. Okay, let me ask you the second question, then you can answer it all together. What I mean by, what if you got the carburetor gas, the float is too low, Ernie? Would that affect the nitrous when you shoot the nitrous to it with the nitrous, with the gas coming in for the nitrous? Would that affect it, Ernie, if you got the carburetor too low?
If it's too low enough to affect the operation of the car, absolutely. As you're running out of fuel in your carburetor bowls, you're going to be running lean going into the motor. You've got to make sure that your floats are set properly so that the carburetor can supply fuel. Remember, when nitrous comes on, it increases the vacuum through that carburetor tremendously. So if you've got not enough fuel in the bowl, and the nitrous comes on, it's going to suck it dry. And then you're going to have a backfire. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, on these new cars and some older cars, the coolant fan, some of them got a thermostat in there, evidently, and it'll come on and go off when the car cool off or something. Some of them just automatically, go off whenever you turn your car off. What's the explain both of them on there. Which one is the best one you think? A thermostatic control one or one you just when your car cut off, you just is off. Explain that, honey.
On a race car, I would
No. Regular car.
Okay.
Yes,
on the newer cars, they must maintain a very close temperature variance. So if you have a fan that when you turn on the key, it comes on, or you've put one on there, it can overcool that motor. And when it does, the temperature is going to go down. The variances that are required on the motor get off. The fuel injectors start screwing up. Major problems. The newer cars have sensors that turn that fan on and off, and it maintains the temperature of the engine. A lot of the new cars are running in the 210 to 220 degrees. Now, that's higher than what we normally run on the street, but the newer cars, they want that temperature so that they can get the catalytic converter to work right and get good combustion through the motor. Now, which one's the best? If it's your car's got an electronic fan, you better keep it working, or you're going to have problems. Back to you, sir.
Well, Ernie, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I done seen one of them new cars where you turn the car off, go in the house and come back, and the fan out there still running. I mean, and then I'm talking about, you know, like the regular old cars we have, we turn it off and everything is off. It don't cool nothing. So what I'm saying is I've been around a car, turn it off, go in the house and come back out, and we hear the fan still running. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what is it doing?
It's cooling the motor down to what the manufacturer wants. You shut everything off, the radiator and everything's hot, and they want it to cool down. So they're going to have that fan run on until the sensor gets down to a temperature that, okay, say 160 degrees, okay, fine. However long it takes, and it shuts off.
It'd be running without the water pump on, Ernie. I mean, because, you know, the car be off, and it'd be running without the water pump on and everything, Ernie?
Yes. Most of your fans now are electric fans that are tied right off the radiator. It's not tied to the motor. Back to you.
Okay. All right, Ernie, I got a question. I got to read it because I don't understand it, so maybe you do. I don't understand it. It said, how does a dry system nitrous work with EFI? As far as how much fuel goes into the engine when using nitrous.
Okay, here's where we start getting into our math. Your EFI, electric fuel injection, is normally going to be operating anywhere from 60 to 100 PSI, depending on the manufacturer and size of the motor. Now, when you turn on nitrous, you've got to tell it that it's going to have to raise the fuel pressure. So you've got to know when you turn it on how much nitrous you're going to be using. It takes 275 pounds of nitrous per hour to make 100 horsepower. It takes 52 pounds per hour of gasoline and 100 gallons of alcohol. You can take those formulas and then figure what your injectors are going to flow, and then you put your program in your computer to make up for that fuel. And you can use a single nozzle, a regular direct port nozzle, and you can use it two stages on nitrous. But you've got to know how much you're going to need as far as your fuel injectors and fuel going into the motor. Back to you, sir.
Okay. All right, Ernie, this is a opinionated question, and we know what the correct answer is supposed to be, But that ain't what they answered you. All right, Ernie, we know about 950,000 or whatever, we usually have ball of pressure. They want to know, Ernie, what's the lowest you probably can go with a plate or a fogger, and which one of them can be the lowest? I know the answer to this, Ernie, but I don't know what you're going to set up. They want to know how low can you go. I mean, you know, we know what you're supposed to do, but they want to know which one you can go the lowest with and how come and why with the plate or the fogger.
Ah, God. It depends on
the air. I know the answer, Ernie. I know the answer.
It depends on the air. And the direct port is going to be more sensitive. The plate is not going to be as critical. So which one's going to be working better?
Basically,
the plate, and it'll, as far as the, how low can you go, correcting an altitude, I've seen 800 PSI a couple of times at tracks. And, you know, from there, everything gets, well, if the air is correct to what you're doing, you're going to fly. And I'd rather be a little rich than I would be too lean. Especially if air is really coming around good. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, would you believe if I told you this, that the Mad Dog plate worked at 400 PSI? Would you believe that?
Really?
I'm asking you, okay. Do you believe it?
I've never tried it that low. That's amazing.
That ain't what I asked you. That ain't what I asked you. I said, do you believe?
That's amazing.
Well, for you, for your information, Ernie, it worked at 400 PSI, and it was real cold, and it wasn't running rich, Ernie. It worked at 400 PSI. And it's my gauge.
Oh, that's
bro.
Great.
Also not to brag, Ernie, and also, you know, Ernie, I told you, the solenoids open up. You know, I got a company called Solenoid for my purge, and it opened up at 1,400 pounds. Ernie. It opened the solenoid at 1,400 PSI. 1,400, Ernie.
Yeah, we say 1,300. If your wiring is correct and proper size where you can carry the amperage to the solenoid, yes, it'll do that. We have tried that. In fact, we used to make some solenoids for Outlaw Pro Stockers that had a 85,000 orifice limit on the jet. Okay. I said, not a problem. I built a special solenoid for them, and we raised the pressure up to 1,500 PSI. Heck. You know, they was wanting 250 horsepower, and we're making 500. You know, my guys won. So, yeah, they work. Back to you, sir.
Brent, what's that stuff we put in the shifter with the little bit of ballers? What's that called? Nitrous? What is that called? It ain't nitrous. What is it called?
In the shifter?
The stuff in a little bit, the stuff you put in a little bottle, sometimes the people use the shift for the shifter. What is that? Not air. What's the other stuff you got over there? It ain't nitrous. What is the other stuff you fill up? What bottles you fill up? O2, oxygen, or carbon, or something? What's it called?
No, on air shifter bottles, we fill them with nitrous. It works at the same pressures as CO2. And you know,
CO2. That's what. Okay, stop. That's what CO2. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was talking about. Okay, now Ernie. I know you can put nitrous in the CO2 bottle and make it work just the same thing. But with CO2 working in a nitrous bottle, can you spray CO2 and make it work like nitrous?
No, it's a fire extinguisher at that point because it's got carbon in it. Carbon deletes any oxygen in the air. So no, as soon as you hit the nitrous button, it'd be like somebody standing there with a big fire extinguisher.
Okay. You can't use CO2 in the nitrous bottles, but you can use nitrous in the CO2 bottle, right?
Right. because CO2 and nitrous operated at exactly the same pressures. So they're both liquids. They do a great job. But nitrous does what, it breaks down into the nitrogen molecules on the heat and compression, and you get oxygen, and that gives you the ability to burn fuel. CO2, it does not propagate any flames. It's got carbon. It will put fire out. It has no oxygen content. Back to you, sir.
Now, Ernie, you got CO2 bottles in the skinny kind of tall ones, and you got the kind of fat ones look like a torch bottle. Now, Ernie, how many pounds do you go in them bottles? Like I'm gonna say a motorcycle bottle. How many pounds go in a motorcycle bottle?
Only the smallest bottle is 10 ounces. The largest bottle is up to 5 pounds. So that's going to be your deal. There's 10 ounce, 16 ounce, 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds, and 5 pounds.
Mm.
And, of course, then the 10 pound and the 15 pound and the 20 pound.
So how much pressure do they run, Ernie? For like I know we go 950 or 1,000 or whatever. How much pressure do they go and how low can they bottle go when they need to refill it, Ernie, on a motorcycle?
On a motorcycle, let's say they're running a 2 pound bottle, they've probably got 2 passes on it, and after 2 passes, that's it. They're drained now. They turn the bottle upside down, so they get every drop that they can out of it. So yeah, 2 pounds, maybe 2 passes, 2.5, you might get 3. But it's going to be a rough run. The third pass is probably going to fall on its face. Now, it's pressure-wise, they want 950 PSI also.
Okay.
And they correct altitude just like the cars do. It's all about getting enough air to breathe and to make power.
That was the second question. You just answered it already. So Ernie, you said turn it upside down. So that do they mean they got a stem in it, or they don't have no stem to turn it upside down?
If they're turning the bottle upside down, it does not have a siphon tube in it. If you question whether your bottle has a siphon tube in it or not, take it and bounce it on your hand, and then hold it up to your ear. If it's got a siphon tube in it, you'll hear a hum, a resonance that's set up by the siphon tube. If it doesn't have a siphon tube in there, you won't hear it make a sound. And that's the easiest way to find out. Back to you, sir.
Well, now, Ernie, if a joker ain't smart enough to know that, and he put it on his motorcycle, and it had a tube in it, and he turned it upside down, wouldn't that freeze the ball since the tube is at the bottom and he when that freezes the bottle, Ernie?
No. If he turns the bottle upside down and it's got a siphon tube in it, what's going to happen is the siphon tube is going to be up into the gas column and not in the liquid column. And as soon as he leaves, it's going to fall on its face because it's only drawing gaseous nitrous, not liquid nitrous. Now, if you turn the bottle back over, now the siphon tube or straw is in the liquid, so if you leave that way, now you got liquid going to your system. That's the way you want it.
Hold up, Ernie. I know we do the bottles. They got tubes in them. We turn them upside down. It freezes the bottle. How come it wouldn't freeze that bottle?
If you turn it upside down, and then you do a controlled release of the nitrous. And then what we're doing then is getting the nitrous to boil off, and as it boils off, it creates refrigerant. And since nitrous is minus 128 degrees, it's going to start cooling the bottle to the point that it'll freeze the bottle solid. mm-hmm. especially on a high mm-hmm. humidity day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you're boiling, you're forcing the nitrous to boil off, creating refrigerant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Now, Ernie, when it's real hot, you know, we still get hot days, Ernie. Even when you go to the track, it might not be but 85 or 90, 85 degrees or so. It get hot. Where should, just say you ain't got no cooler, Ernie. You got no cooler for your ballers. Where should you store your ballers at to make sure they're going to be okay? How would you store your ballers, or where would you put them?
Inside the trailer or definitely out of the sun. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your best place. And even if you're out of the sun, normally you're going to have enough shade that it's just going to be ambient temperature. And like I say, 85 degrees is going to be about 950 pounds. That's fine. If you get one that's in the sun, it may get up 1,400 PSI. Back to you, sir.
Now, Ernie, I don't know if this is a trade secret or not, so if you don't want to answer it, you might not have to answer this one. But I've seen these guys at the track where they be filling ballers at the track and they don't have a pumping station. I see them put a blanket on there to heat the mother ball up. You want to talk about that, or is that a trade secret you don't want to talk about?
No, it's not a trade secret. If you're going to some place to fill your bottles and they have to turn the big bottle upside down, anything.
No, I said upside down. I said they put a heat blanket on it. I just said turn it upside down.
They put a heat blanket on it. They're going to raise that bottle pressure up to a point that's going to cause it to want to transfer more over. Unless you refrigerate the little bottle and get that temperature down, you may not get enough nitrous in there to get a full bottle. You can heat that bottle too much, and it's just not going to do any good. You're not going to transfer anymore. The pumps are the only way to really do it right. You can do it with ice water. You can do it with antifreeze. You could take a couple of gallons of, or 3 gallons of RV antifreeze, put it in a 5-gallon bucket, put it in your freezer, stick a bottle in it, hook it up to a big bottle. It puppy is going to fill. I promise you. Pay attention to it. And when you take it out, make sure you check to find out what the weight is, because if the bottle pressure, not bottle pressure, but you can get the bottle weight up to 30 pounds, and that's where that bottle is slapped.
Honey, will you stop answering my second question, honey? Honey, stop answering my second question before I ask it. I was just going to ask you that same question, honey. How can you get a bottle up, and you just answered it, honey? So you can go up to 30 pounds, honey, and it don't do nothing? But you don't recommend it to that in your car, do you, honey?
No, absolutely not. It's not going to make it to your car. If you got it that full and you disconnected the nitrous line and just literally set it on the floor, within about 3 minutes, you're going to blow the safety because it has
Ernie, if it's cold and it's already and it took 30 pounds, how would it expand that quick, Ernie? How would it expand that quick to blow the safety, Ernie?
Because the heat of the floor is going to start causing the nitrous inside the bottle to start heating up and expanding. And as it expands, it ain't got nowhere to go. You got 5 pounds too much in the bottle, and it's going to lift the safety, and you're going to blow the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
I want to question you, Ernie. I haven't seen you freeze a baller, Ernie. And I know it had 30 pounds in it, but I didn't see it blow the safe out that quick when you took it out of the doggone thing, Ernie. It didn't blow the safe that quick.
When I take a bottle out of the furnace, out of the freezer,
the cooler,
I swing it I swing it right over to a big bottle, and I open the valves, and I blow it all into the, a big bottle, and that's going to create a very cold bottle, a big, you know, parent bottle. And that way I can take a, another parent bottle, and I can transfer the contents in. So that's on, we do that on the rental bottles. Not on the rental bottles, but on the swap bottles. But, yeah, you've got to pay attention to what how much is in the bottle, because a freezer, you can draw way too much. You can get yourself in trouble.
Okay. All right. So on a mother, I ain't gonna ask you that question. I already know. I ain't gonna ask you that question. Okay, honey. Just go ahead and give us some of your wisdom. We got about 3 or 4 minutes, and I ain't got damn another question that we want to tell no secrets on. So just go ahead and give us some history. Do what you want to do. We got about 3 or 4 more minutes, honey.
Okay. You know, heating up your the parent bottle. If you're using a blanket, okay, but pay attention. You can overheat that bottle. You can get the pressures too high. Never, ever use a torch of any kind on the parent bottle. There has been several people killed because you heat it up, you make it a soft spot, and then the pressure comes through that soft spot, and then you have an expansion. You have the expansion and you have an explosion. So whatever you do, never put a torch on a parent bottle. I've seen people blown through walls. And,
hold up, brother. I got another question for you, honey, since we just talking. Ernie, on a mother bottle, I know you get them in by the truckload, Ernie. Now, Ernie, I done been at the place before where I went and picked bottles up for you. Ernie, do you weigh every one of them bottles and make sure it's full when you get it, Ernie? Because I done been to that place and seen where they had some damn bottles and they wasn't full, Ernie.
Oh, yeah, I weigh every bottle. I've got a crane scale, and when we roll them in, I hook up to that scale and I weigh every bottle. Because I've had, like you say, I've had bottles that came in half full and some that didn't have nothing in them.
Right.
And I had to go back and tell them. And when we were doing that place over in Augusta, you know, you had to get nasty to them. And, you know, here's the bottles. And then finally they came over one time, and I showed them. Here's the bottle. So, yeah, what nitrous costs today, I want to make sure that I get everything in that bottle that's supposed to be in that bottle. And if I don't, I call and complain. And on our bottles that we swap out, we weigh them all before they go out.
I got you. Okay. All right. Good report, Ernie. We on that. We got a couple minutes, though, so go ahead and close yourself out. Appreciate it, Ernie. Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. This is me. You know me by now. If I can help you, if you need some equipment, give me a call. CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITRUS. Don't forget Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Lawyer Man, and Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Talk to you later, guys. Y'all be safe out there. Love you. Call Don Kennedy, get some insurance. If it's just a little bit. Back to you, sir.
Yes. All right, Ernie. Go ahead and get you some rest there. And I need my windows put in. I need my windows put in, Ernie.
Well, come put them in.
You said it was too hot. You said it was too hot.
Oh, is that the excuse you're going to use?
No, that's the one you use.
I took them out when it was 150 degrees.
Yeah, but that's the one you use. Okay, big man. We'll holler. Let me know, though. Let me know. I'm still waiting on you.
They
we'll get together. All right, we'll get together, brother. All right. Okay. Bye, Ernie.
Bye.
They won't leave. I'm finna. Bye.
Among the land of the living and not the dead. We're so glad to be back in the house of the Lord to give you what my brother has labeled as the appetizer for the day, praying it and trusting that it will say something today that make you want to intrigue your mind and come in tomorrow to fellowship with us as we go through God's word. Amen. Amen. So, brother, he's not going to hold you too long today. We're just thanking God for all things and for what he has already done and what he's about to do. If you can, be so kind and travel with me today. I'd like you to travel over to the book of John in the 14th chapter. I want to give you a couple of verses. I'm going to get on out of the way here. We're going to go to the book of John, the 14th chapter, and let's look at the 24th verse. I'm sorry. Let's look at the 24th verse real quick. He says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sin, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. 25 says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Just a few more, brother, out of here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you will rejoice because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. We're going to stop it right there and ask that you all would take those few verses from the 24th to the 28th verse. I ask that you would take those four verses, praying that you would read over them again yourself today, meditate on them, and let the Lord have his way with you. And if you do that, I promise you, God will give you a better understanding of what Brother D just said. And you may do as I have done and get hung up on verse 26, but the Comforter.
Uh-oh.
Amen?
Uh-oh.
You may do just as I have. You may just get hung up on but the Comforter. And we'll go back through it again later. But let those four verses meditate and burn and yearn in your heart today. Amen? Amen.
Right.
We're going to give it back to my brother. Brother Dog, praying to see you tomorrow.
That.
Amen.
I appreciate
amen.
That, my brother. Amen. All right, Brother D.O., that's still sniffing. He might be done caught that old COVID, whatever they call it. But anyway, kids, y'all come on in. This week we're going to be down in the Orangeburg.
He ever do. Rolling Stones, make the flame.
Y'all wonder what the hell is he talking about? We talking about the Flintstone, Bam Bam. Kid, I want y'all to know I done came off restriction. I can call his name now. And I'm talking about that man they call No, I ain't gonna call him. I'm talking about Tony Bynes. I can call his name now, so I might have something for him later on today, but it is what it is. All right, y'all, hit the one button. If you got anything, hit the one button. This week we will be down in Orangeburg at Rock's Birthday Bash. And man, oh man, they got some something to be down there. He's going up against the lawyer. And I think Rock just locked him in because it's his raise. He might live to regret that. Something to be might just blow the candles out on his birthday cake. I don't know. Might not. We'll have to see. But, yeah, we're going to be down at Orangeburg this week, Friday and Saturday down there. And going to be Rock's birthday bash, and we're going to be doing the thing up down there. Man, this past week we was at the House of Hook. We were at the House of Hook. We had a pretty good old race at the House of Hook this week. And, man, oh, man, them boys showed out there. Some interesting developments came out of that House of Hook race. And that's the big beast out there. So if anybody got anything they want to come on in and plug, I don't know where Wheelchair today. Maybe he's sleeping. I don't know if he's sleeping or he over there playing with himself. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and get into this program. Let me see who I see Wheelchair even on here. I see Trigger Leak trying to build her office. I don't know what the hell she's building an office for. She ain't smart enough to do nothing in the damn office. So what the hell she need an office for? It is what it is, though. All right. Anybody got any announcements? Any announcements? Uh-oh. Who's this from the 601? 601? What the hell that is? 601-9397. Who that?
What's going on, Mr.
Willie?
That
ain't no juice.
I know
that. What up, Juicy?
Hey, some dumb motherfucker just text me, told me to ask you, who that was you posted on your Facebook with that Jar Jefferson haircut?
I ain't got to do that. Let me get the next dumbest man in the world on there. Kid, come on in here to one break, man. You know you got to be on here. If you ain't on here, the show ain't right if you ain't on here, kid. But what's going on, you? What you got going on, man? Uh-oh, this mic.
Not too much, man. Hold on, man.
Let me get the mouth of ceremony. Be quiet, man. We don't want to hear you. Mike, here, that you, Mike?
Yeah, no. I just walked back to my phone. I heard you was finished. Let me make sure I get in here to everybody. Thank you, man, for this past weekend. I didn't know if you called for me or not.
Come on in here. Yeah.
but like I said, man, I want to tell everybody appreciate this weekend, man, coming out for the people that came out supportive at House of Hook this weekend, and you know people that. You know, even share the flyer, man. You know, like I said, that's still supporting my way, man. Everybody had a good time from what I've seen. And hopefully, like I said, man, hopefully Carolina Dragway cures some people's thought processes of if the track can be that good or not. You know, I know we've been hearing a little down talk, but that motherfucker was good this past Saturday. All I can say, they had it good. You know, so props to Carolina Dragway for having us a good, safe service. And like I said, dog, appreciate you, man. You did. Bitch thing on running the shootouts. I seen you back there running from the front to the
so
back.
Sweet.
So yes, appreciate sir. Everything you do. You do, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I'm saying, yes, sir. I'm staging it. Hey, look at the noise,
kissing,
guys. With the noise, you
kissing,
got noise. You're
get fucked. I'm kissing, man.
Come on, man. Not yet, guys. Not yet, guys. Please, not yet. Not yet. Y'all got a lot of noise, too. Not yet.
You know how it is, dog. But nah, we was good, man. I appreciate everybody.
I know I'm my old man,
Come on, man. Mauler, yeah. We know we can do this stuff officially. Mauler didn't come in here and know his mic was open. You know, good and ready to hit the button, but I opened the mic. But anyway, Mike, I want to say, for everybody that was saying it, the House of Hook was the House of Hook. And like I said, I'm going to pat my own self on the back. I don't usually do it, but thank you. We got them shootouts running out. Get the staging lanes. We get them up there. We had four different classes, and we got all of them done on time. All of them was done on time. And we had some hell of a racing going on out there, Mike. That's all I can say. It's damn good racing. I ain't bragging on that. I'm just telling the way it was. Yeah, let me
well,
see them. Somebody on two lines. Ricky, whoever you got two or three lines over there, y'all got it. Juice Man and Kids, y'all got anything to say to Mike? But Mike, damn good show, and Hey, no, Mike, you can plug the you can go and plug the year finale if you want to, Mike. You go and plug the year finale.
I heard you had a good turnout there, Mike.
Yeah, I was surprised, kid. Like I said, we had some good quality calls. We didn't have, but like I said, in the stream 28, I think it was 12, but it was 12 good calls. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we ain't had no complaint. 12 good fast calls, man, and even starting first round. You know, after this dog call, but like I said, it was some good matchups first round, and a lot of interesting shit happening. So, you know, I mean, it was good, man. It was good. I wish the finals could have got off between Billy Gordon and Toxic, but unfortunately Billy Gordon had some issues, and he tried hard. You know, he tried hard to get back up there, but he just couldn't make it happen. I want to see the final, but that's part of what happened in races sometimes, you know. So
Ricky, you open, Ricky. You wanted to put anything in there, Ricky?
Good race, Mike. Good race, Mike. I appreciate it. Dog, I ain't realize it was raining all around us. Like when I left the track back in 20, it like it had been flooded. I knew it rained in Atlanta. I didn't realize there was that much rain around us. And, you know, people still came out and supported me.
It rained all up there because of rain.
Ricky, I had to close you up. Ricky, you got a lot of – somebody got a lot of wind noise and all that. Y'all, no, that ain't Ricky. That ain't who got all the wind noise out there? That ain't Ricky.
Guys, if you're on your Harley Davidson showing out, go to mute.
Tell them again, nephew.
Thank you, nephew. We good. No problem, Ma. But I want to tell Ricky and the guys that race, if Mike didn't say that, now we had some bad guys. But, Mike, did you notice the bad guys and the team guys that had two cars, and every one of them they ended up pulling each other the first round? That was some messed up stuff, man. The team cars and the bad cars ended up pulling each other the first round, man. Yeah.
I dropped my head in the towel when they pulled. I said, "Oh God!" I dropped my head right then, you know. But that's how I go. That's how I go sometimes, and that ain't the first and the last time it's gonna happen. So that's something we gotta get used to. So
yeah. Also, we want to let you know that Billy Gordon took the bounty that we had on our meth head's head. Billy Gordon took that money from him. Billy Gordon, yeah, he knocked on meth head out, knocked on John Gorey out. Yeah.
Yeah, kid, I ain't get to save them
500,
kid.
I heard that.
Mike, you wouldn't save them no way, cause don't the way the bounty go, if don't nobody get it, don't you have to give it to him?
No, hell no, dog. He asked that same question. I told him, hell no, you don't get it.
Nephew, ain't that the way it's supposed to go? If somebody put a bounty on your head, don't nobody get it. I go. Somebody tell me, I'm serious. I'm lost.
Don't nobody get it.
Huh?
Don't nobody get it, dog.
Ain't no. I'm glad y'all told me, because I thought you put a bat on a joker head, and don't nobody get it. He supposed to get it, I thought. Okay.
Oh, man.
I ain't know that, Mike.
Goddamn, dog. They didn't even do that back in the 1800s.
On my life, that's where I thought the bounty worked, man, on my life. I thought if you put a bounty on somebody's head and don't nobody get it, he supposed to get it. I thought that's where
man.
I'm glad.
I'm so glad. Because you got a lot of motherfucking criminals out here on the streets. You got a lot of criminals out here on the streets.
Kid, I swear. Okay, so nephew, that's where it goes, nephew.
Dog, that's just one of them promoter. That's just one of them promoter tricks, you know. It's just a trick.
Oh man, come on, Ricky.
Ricky, what did you think?
Hey, Ricky, I'll be right back.
Let me
call Mario.
Okay. Well, what if you put a bounty on somebody, nobody get it, they get the bounty?
Oh man,
I swear, I thought that. I swear, I ain't trying to be funny.
You know.
Yeah. Nephew, how
are
you?
Oh, Lord, how much?
He supposed to keep it in, nephew?
Well, I did. I thought it don't nobody beat him. They don't lose.
If I'm in a show and it's don't nobody beat me, that means I'm supposed to get the banner. I thought that's where it goes.
Hey, dog, you know what that remind me of when you pay semifinal money and you ain't got but three cards down there. Where the other 500 go? The other semifinal money.
I know that go back to you now. I know that now. Now hold on. Now, kid, I can call his name
now.
Yeah.
The bounty is
kid.
Always up. The bounty
yeah.
always up. You to grab your man, then you grab your man, then you get the bounty money, dog. Now, come on, dog.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, hold on.
No,
kid, I can call his name now. I'm talking about Tony Barron. Ask Tony.
Right.
Tony done had a bounty on his head. Tony done had a bounty on his head.
No, he don't get the money. Whoever gets up, I got it now.
But ask Tony. Mm-hmm. Ask Tony. When they put a bounty on Tony's head and it don't nobody beat him, he get the money. Me and Tony used to always take that money.
Oh, man. Y'all out here gang banging this shit. Y'all gang banging.
Hey, dog. To be honest with you, like John, even John Gore, he was like at first he was like, shit. As a matter of fact, I paid $250 of it. But we were talking about like a turbo car, but a nitrous car beat him. Then I throw the pro charger thing in there, and that's what actually beat him was the pro charger. But no, he actually paid half of it at first. You know, he was heaven. Just he like man, he said, man, I want to make heavy racing, you know, make it interesting and stuff like that, which you know, highly appreciated, but. Yeah.
Oh, so he's gonna help somebody. He's gonna help somebody with his ass. He's been talking a lot of shit lately, dog.
No, dog. Even back in the 1800s when they put a bounty on the motherfucker's head, he didn't. If didn't nobody get him, he didn't come in to collect his bounty.
Oh, so you back there? Boy, I'm glad I went in charge of the bounty. Hey, look here. If I was the DP man for the bounty, I'd have damn sure paid it.
Damn, dog. We glad you the DP man ain't for the bounty, dog. You ain't lying.
I swear I'm all. And I ain't a lie, but I'm telling you. I got some good news and some bad news, and I said it on the morning show. I didn't tell him what it was, though. I don't think it's going to happen, but I got some blockbuster news. I know it ain't going to happen, but it's still a possibility. I'm telling y'all right now, so don't think about it. I know it ain't going to happen. In my heart, I don't believe it's going to happen, but they didn't say no, because I know they got something else to do, but then they said they don't know. You never know. With Mike's year-end finale, it's a slim, very slim possibility that Deion Sanders might be there. Very slim. Very slim. But he got a game with Oregon State that Saturday, but he said it's a very slim possibility. He said he might come by there and holler at us. Deion Sanders said, I talked to him today. He said he might come by there and holler at us. He might have just been lying, though, just to make me feel good. But slim possibility, y'all. Slim possibility he might be at
Tony Barron.
I said Deion Sanders, man. I ain't said for them. I said Deion Sanders, man. Mo, just wait, Mo. I know you full of shit today, Mo. But just wait, Mo. Don't fuck me up to this early, Mo. I know you. I can tell today you full of shit today, Mo. But on a serious note, though, he said if it's a slim possibility. Because he told me he got a game with Oregon State that Saturday, but he said he had some traveling to do. He got to come through Atlanta area. So he said if he get a minute, he'll drop by there. Because he said he liked that drag racing too.
I know his brother. I'm pretty sure his brother. He used to be out in Texas, be around the racetrack all the time. Hell, he's still hanging.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But, it's all good, but, nah, man, that was
some
good shit, though. That was
some
funny shit about that bounty,
dog. Yeah, but, man, why it's funny, man, y'all better be glad I went to DP, man. I swear, boy, I've been all these years until the date. I thought that's where that bounty
shit put, Hey, dog, I might put one on Salty Beach goddamn for the finale because I'm getting sick of Rick.
Oh, man.
I like Steven the Piggy, but I'm getting sick of Rick, man.
Yeah,
goddamn thing. He get a shot at me now. He tried to get it, though. He tried to get
Mike.
it.
Mike.
Kenny Ray,
Mike,
how long you in the run button? Kenny Ray, come on down here, Kenny Ray.
How long you been holding that in, Mike?
Well, he been at me lately, goddamn kid. He been every time he got down to the game, he shoot at me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know
I
got a big mouth.
What up, Ricky?
I always
remember there's two sides to a story.
Yeah, you got a point there, Ricky.
That shooting at you goes both ways, you know.
Hey kid.
Yeah, okay.
If you're looking at it, Ricky, it won't be one side.
Come on, Ma.
Watch your mouth, Ma.
Hey, kid, one thing I know how to get out of it. All I got to do is call Mario, and he'll hang this motherfucking phone up.
Hello.
Rock. I'm getting tired of them folks saying you ain't nothing but a cigar-smoking faggot, man.
Tell him to check my resume.
Hey dog, that's the bounty hunter right there.
Oh, come on, dog.
He called himself the bounty hunter, dog.
Hey, check my resume. Mike Hill can vouch for it.
Tell what you got going on this weekend, Rock. Hey, Rick and Stanbo, be in your house this week.
It's birthday bash, man. Shit, it's a yearly event. What do you call it? Annual event? That's what y'all call it. Annual event. Been doing this shit forever. We gonna eat and drink like fucking kings and queens on Friday night. My man gonna be over there cooking all that shit. We gonna race.
Oh,
somebody gonna get fucked up. I don't know who gonna get fucked up, but somebody will get fucked up Friday. And then we're gonna go to Saturday with these 484 divas and figure out who gonna get fucked up then too. Hey Mike, I came up with something, Mike. You might not wanna hear this shit. But I think you need to go ahead and make another flyer for year and call that bitch the Diva Race.
What you mean by that?
Lord, I think I
know
what he's talking about.
Because Mike, you ain't going to take the back seat, motherfucker. You're going to get to the front on this. You know you like to take the back. We ain't going to let you do that. We're not letting you do that. You created some
flyer.
Shit.
I got another flyer coming. Rick cussed me out.
But look, thank you. Hey, but listen, I ain't worrying about that right there. I'm saying... You came up with a fucking program and everybody fell into it. But for some reason, most of these motherfuckers want to act like divas that's involved. We got to figure out how to get these bitches to come to the table, man. There's a bunch of ducking and dodging and shuffling and motherfucking Billy White shoes and all this other shit. Hey, they always complain about nobody give races for them. Then when you put up a race for them, they don't fucking show up. So, like, you as the creator, they put you in a bad position because how can you create something for people that don't really participate in certain stuff? And I'm not advocating for the race that I'm trying to start something. So to be clear, I want everybody to understand. I got money tied up in a 484 program. What I'm trying to do is create some rivalries and some ass cuttings and some hard feelings going into year end because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get your ass tore up and want to go back at somebody, then what year ends for? We going to go hold hands and sing Kumbaya out of that motherfucker or what?
Good point, Rock. Good point.
I'm just saying. I mean, the only way to create some fucking, you know, incitement way down in A-L, we got to get these guys moving, man. Motherfuckers got to race. Stop being scared. Stop ducking motherfuckers. And stop waiting once a year to race. Because Mike's doing a schedule for next year. To have more races. Is this the landscape where we only going to get to the 4 to 5 cars at something he's trying to create? Like, that's going to be a problem.
Amen.
You're doing something. I like what you're doing on this one, Rock. You know, I think, like I said, 10 10 free entries, good money, and I think if anybody, the people that are able, I mean, we like to see them there if they're able to make it. I mean, I know, I mean, a couple people probably can't, but, I mean, ain't no reason why for 10 free entries, if you open that weekend, everybody will be there. I mean, I know some calls that got some issues. I let them explain their own situation, but, I mean, shit, that's good money. You ain't doing that wrong on your end. I think you're doing it.
But let me ask you this, though.
Need some place to showcase the class here that we gonna make it live.
But is that not what we talked about early in the year, me and you?
Right, absolutely.
Way before birthday bash, you and I had this conversation about how to, you know, create more of the racing, being that we got so many cars built for this class. Like, you know, not that we trying to class of, you know, no time race. I'm just saying, cars fit these rules. I saw a list with 30-some cars. All between anybody who's trying to do it is only asking for 8.
So, like, yeah, I mean, right now, Ricky, I think Ricky still got, Ricky, what we got, 27 that we know of, Ricky, 25?
27, and a possible 3 more. So that'd be
man.
30, but
yeah, we got to figure out how to get them all together, you know. And get,
mm-hmm.
know, some people, like, I mean, I know some people still waiting on some motors, but I mean, just
tell them call me. I might got some parts to get at.
Buy back or even second chance race. Buy back or even second chance.
Okay, hold up, Mike. I got another question. When you gonna post that list?
Man, I'm gonna get it posted up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
gosh, damn.
It's gonna be on the flyer. The list gonna be on the flyer too, though. You know, but I mean, like I told everybody, man, a lot. It's really gonna be a lot of names, right? Because we got more names. We got more people named. Some people didn't tell us which car it's gonna be. Like, we know. Yeah, we got Ricky on there. We know that song. But we got a couple people on there that's got a name on there. Yeah, we don't know what they got. But we know they got a picture.
That's all we need is their name.
And guess what else, though? Hold on. Let me say this, too.
Let me go. Ricky, Mario's name is not on the list, Ricky. Mario's name is not on the list.
Well, fuck it. I don't care if you don't post a dumb bitch name.
Rock, I'll let it pass. Is that you with all that background noise, Rock? Is that you with the background noise?
Yeah, probably is. I'm at a dinner, but let me say this. I'm going to hang up.
We are racing
for a Wiley on birthday bash and for year end. How many grudge racers got a Wiley in there other than Ricky Sambo? Sambo.
Mm-hmm.
A real Wiley, too, by the way.
Yeah, Ricky Sambo, Dale Gray, I know for a fact.
Yeah, so this is shit you put on your mantelpiece and tell your family about, your kids.
Good point.
I ain't never got one. The one I got, I bought. Shit, I can't put it on the shelf because I ain't want it. I got a lot of other trouble, but that ain't it. Yeah, so shit, we going to have a good time, man. You know, it's birthday bag. We always have a good time, regardless of how I go out, show up. We're going to do what it do. It's going to be some racing, and it's going to be some fun and some eating and some having a good time.
And some surgery going on at the hospital the next day.
Somebody is going to get show up. I wish Ross. Anthony with A-Train come back over there and give me some of that free money.
Oh, man, not Ross, deja vu.
I would ask you a question.
Dog got his number. I'm just saying.
Hey, Deja Vu was the easiest money I ever won.
I'm not going to lose his number.
Yeah. Hey, dog, let me say this, dog. I've been racing a long time. That is the softest money I ever won in my fucking life.
I'm only going to call him because y'all told me to call him. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, get it.
Well,
we
really, we locked in for year in. We ain't locking in yet. We're gonna lock it in, but we're gonna run it year in no matter what. But he said he couldn't make birthday bash, but I told him I understand. But that was the easiest money. I ain't gonna lie. That was too damn easy.
Soft as cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was easier than the money that damn Jesse James won from us.
Hey.
But he beat our ass.
Hey, I just got a notification from my credit card that don't spend no more money today.
Your credit card said don't spend no more money.
Oh, man. Okay? Might not be no good.
Hey, man, I had a hot dog today. That motherfucker was $25. I almost spit that bitch out and let someone walk off.
Well, damn. You ought to stop trying to live like you're a fake big timer.
Oh, man, that's a fake big timer.
He won't answer. He didn't answer.
I can tell y'all this: if they drop a bomb, I'll be safe. They got a.
We want to hear.
They got a bomb bunk up here.
Ricky, they want to hear
voicemail.
Hey, Ma, I don't need no help.
Okay, for real, I told him. See, that's why I told y'all. I'm gonna call him back again.
Uh-huh. Hey, Rick, I might need the back time, y'all.
Oh,
I might get brave last night.
Dang.
You can't be begging for nothing.
No, if I get back Western Sniper, I might beg from something. Hey, dog.
Oh.
Begging is part of American history.
Hold up. Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Anthony. Hey, this dog, man, you on the show. They wanted me to get you on the show. I wasn't going to bother you. They begged me to get you on the show, though. That A-Train is rock. Ricky, that A-Train is.
Hey, Ant, I ain't want none. I was just talking shit.
I mean,
y'all gonna tell what I said.
Yeah.
I just said I've been racing a long time, and that money I got from you was the easiest money I ever earned in my life.
Well, you're right. You absolutely right. It was easy, but you know, you didn't win because you beat me to the other end. I mean, so you know you got that access. Hold on. Because I ain't gonna stay on here long. You got off the trailer when we go to Mike Hill race. I come straight off the rails with you.
That's you. I ain't gonna come.
We can't hear without all the noise you got back there. You got.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say that, A-Train.
I mean, I don't make no excuses when I lose, bro. I lost. Mm-hmm. My nitrous solenoid didn't work. And anybody looking at the video saw the car was spraying when he pulled into the beam, and then he trying to let off the button and purge at the same time, and he red-lit. But I'll run rock right off the rails, bro. When we come to Valdosta for a Mike Hill race, I run him straight off the rails. Like, that's how much I don't care about him. You know what I mean? It ain't no diss. Listen to this. No, this ain't no diss to him, but he know he can't outrun me. He can't out. He can't do it. So
he didn't tell us all that, A-Train. He didn't tell us all that.
Oh, he didn't tell you that. Well, see, you know, Rock, I know everything
he got going on. That ain't my job.
Listen. Y'all know Rock like to come and cap. He like to come and cap a little bit, but he got the W. He got the W, mm-hmm. But I said it, and I'll say it again. I'll come in as soon as I pull into the gates and get set up, I'll come right out of the pits and go to his ass. Just that simple.
Damn.
All you got to do is give me a time.
Listen, all that capping that you're doing, that's all gravy, brother.
I will come.
I ain't got to do a whole lot of lip boxing with you. I'll come straight off the trailer.
What time?
Whatever time you feel like you want your services to be held. Whatever time.
You want to run at 9 o'clock? Run at 10 o'clock?
I don't care. Is that what time you're gonna be there? I'll be there early. Matter of fact, hold on, I'll do it even better. Listen. I'll be there early Thursday morning. As soon as the track go hot, I'll go cross your ass. Hey, dog.
We can run Friday night.
Listen, he talk. Hey, y'all see how he doing? He waiting till Friday. I got other business to take care of. I can take care
well,
of you Thursday.
I got stuff to do too. I may not be there Thursday.
Are you gonna be at the track? The car will be there
Thursday.
Though, right? The car will
be
I'm
there.
Be the Thursday. Owner will be there.
We
I don't care whether you.
Thursday.
Okay. Okay. Well, as soon as you pull into the gate, and get set up, I'll ruin you for the same thing that I ruin you. Listen, you can't cut me off. I'll ruin you for the same thing that I ran you for when we was in Texas.
I'm okay
same
with that.
Money. Y'all hear that, right? Same money. Same money. Y'all heard that, right? I just want to get that out there because y'all know how he likes to change for the same money.
Hold up, stop.
Period. You can't make me stop, right? You can't make me stop.
I can't handle the business.
You can't. You can't handle nothing. Listen, listen. You just you. Hey, when you get the only thing you got
to
do is notify me.
Are
you fucking serious, right? With your capping ass. With your capping ass stuff, don't play with me. 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 I ain't trying to hear this. Listen, when you get, listen, how plain can I say, guys, when he ready, I'm going to be ready. I can't say it no plainer.
I'm trying to lock in. I ain't trying to talk in. You trying to talk in. I'm trying to lock in.
Hey, look, so listen,
in,
you want to shoot that number? Hold on, wait a minute. Let me do this right here. Let me say this. I heard you always, you on camera talking about that 50 piece. You all on camera doing that. You can run for 50. I know that's cap.
I run you for the 50 piece Friday. At
no, you won't. You
run.
Lying. You, let me tell you how you lying. Because you didn't want to run for the amount that I told you for when I went to your trailer. You didn't want
to
run for that amount. You wanted to back it. You wanted to back it down. I jumped it up to that next amount. Stop playing, man. Stop playing. Stop playing. Hey, so I put it out there really. You wanted to run it for less money. You could have got paid.
Here go Willie Dawg.
You
could have
got paid. I don't care. I don't care who here. I don't care who here.
Lock in right now. You want to lock in 5 on 50 for 10 o'clock on Friday night? You can do that. And we can send the money in, sir. You ain't talking no sucker. Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
Get your people
sucker.
Straight, player.
A
I
sucker.
Just told you, I lock you in 5 on 50, 10 o'clock. You
okay,
do
I do it. I do it. I do it.
No problem with that.
I
no,
do it.
5 on 50, 10 o'clock Friday night, Mike Hill race, Mike under Mike Hill rules, 484s a piece.
Oh, man, all that dumbass nigga, it's always going to be 484. That's what we coming there for. How you going
to
say
something?
We all know that, okay? Locked in. Lock.
No problem.
Lock.
Run that back so we can have it clear, man. I don't need no.
I ain't got to run. He ain't got to run shit back. I hear perfectly. I hear perfectly.
Listen, man, that ain't how this go, man. I'm going to have me a deposit.
I hear perfectly.
I don't – listen, man. We can't get a deposit, man. Ain't nothing to talk about. I'm not doing all this lip boxing with you for nothing. This is all talk.
Why you still talking? Why you still talking, Rock? I just said, Rock.
Okay, man, you got
what
it.
What else you want me to
you
do?
You got the flow. That ain't how I lock my shit up. Not for this kind of money. I don't play like that. You got the wrong person.
What did I just say? Lock.
You fuck what you say. You ain't motherfucker. Listen, man. You just started this shit. I've been doing this. I'm the motherfucker on YouTube and shit. You've been watching, motherfucker. I'm trying to teach you.
Nigga, I ain't never watched you on YouTube. You the dummy. You the dummy running around saying you a lot.
You should.
Hold
you
on, y'all.
You
let me. Hey, y'all. Let me put this out here. This clown here, when I got into the trailer, said he scuffled to get the mount up. That I said we could run for it. He scuffled for that bout and then said, "Hey, you want to hold on? You're the one started, liar." Then he come back and said, "Hey, you want to run it?" I don't know how you scuffled, but you told me. I'm gonna put it on out here, y'all. He told me when I walked in the trailer, he said, "You want to do it for 50?" I said, "Yeah, let me go." He said, "Oh no." No. It was a struggle. It was a struggle. I see, but I wasn't playing. I wasn't playing. I was with it.
Man, listen.
But then he come back and said, hey, the 20 was a struggle. You know what I'm saying? Because we got other races. I said, that's fine. Yes, the fuck you did. Well, I got a lie. You wanted to back it down to 10. You wanted to back it down to 10, Mr. Big Chapel. I lock it. I send that $5,000 to dog right now. I'll send that $5,000 to dog right now. I got dog cash out. I'll send that $5,000 to dog right now.
Your people was calling.
I will send that $5,000. Ain't nobody got to figure. Ain't nobody got to figure out nothing when it comes to me.
Don't need to sign out what we ran for so they can get their money back and collect it. What are you talking about?
Ain't,
shut the fuck up.
No, ain't nobody got to call you to figure out nothing. I tell you what I will do. I call our $5,000. I send that $5,000 to motherfucking Dog right now.
Listen, Dog, if Dog is the deposit man, let Dog do his job.
I send the $5,000 to Dog right now. What's so hard about that?
To do the job.
When you send the $5,000 to Dog right now.
Let Dog do his job. Dog, do your job.
Will it, Dog?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Hey, Clay, you wanna go ahead on? I got $5,000 on 50 or better, 3 November at 10 PM that Friday. Lawyer versus A Train. Is that a lot at ten PM,
I'm not coming off no trailer. He can do what he wanna do. I'm not coming off trailer. I'm gonna be ready at the said time. He said that.
I'm coming off the trailer.
He said that.
I wanna come off the trailer. I want to come out the trailer.
All right, man.
I want to come out the trailer.
You win. You better than me. I ain't good enough. I ain't good enough for that, Ant. You win, boss. I ain't good enough to do that. You win.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the back. Okay. I take the back seat. I ain't good enough to shout out.
Okay.
Anthony, do you just want to whoop his ass in? Won't y'all kind of load that pot down there so y'all at least get a raise up? If y'all want to raise it up, y'all can raise it up. Y'all can lock in on some reasonable shit, and if y'all want to raise it up when y'all get there, y'all can.
That's reasonable for me, though, dog. Because he always crying out.
Hey, when you got a collection plate, it is easy shit. When the people calling to figure out what they supposed to get back, call them out.
Hold on, Tony. It don't make no difference how you get it up. What I'm saying is, once y'all lock in for a reasonable amount, and if you two motherfuckers want to goddamn it raise it up to that, when y'all get there, so be it. But let's get something locked in. Let's get something locked in.
I'm simple, dog. At 9 o'clock, I run up for 2 on 10. At 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right, fine.
Do your job, dog.
Okay.
The lawyer versus the A-Train, 2 on 10 or better, Friday at 9 o'clock. Anything y'all want to add or subtract from that?
484 Mike Hill rules.
484 Mike Hill rules. Anything else you want to add or subtract, Anthony?
His ass.
Okay, all right, hold on. Hold up. We got the lawyer versus A-Train, 2 on 10 or better, Friday at 9 p.m., 484 Mike Hill rules, head up, 8th of a mile, pro tree. Anything y'all want to add or subtract? Is that a lock, Anthony?
That's a lock for me, brother.
Is that a lock, Rock?
That's a lock.
All right, y'all locked. Now, y'all can talk shit all you want. Your motherfuckers locked.
Hey, dog, on a real note, I got to finish my dinner, man. I'll call y'all back. I walked outside.
No problem. You locked now. Don't start running now, motherfucker. You locked now. Okay.
I ain't running. I was sitting at dinner. I walked outside to talk to y'all.
Okay.
I call y'all back.
Y'all locked. Anything else you want to say before you get out of here, Anthony? No, man, it ain't nothing, but we didn't have to come on and do it because I sent that dude that message. I don't know why these brothers got to get on here and lie like they do.
And cap, you know what I'm saying? It just ain't no reason for it. You know, he know the car, pump faking. That's all it was. It was all pump faking. It's all good.
Okay. All right. Okay, A-Train.
And nothing else changed. Nothing else. And everything still goes as planned too. That ain't the only one.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I got one more question that they keep texting me. They said, when you was in
Texas,
when you lost, J.J., Alan Rodriguez want to know, why did you load up and leave so quick from Texas? They want to know with Jesse James.
Why did I leave?
Yes. He said, why did you load up so quick and leave? Yeah.
Why is he asking you? Hold on. Okay, this is how you keep shit started. Why is he asking you when he got my phone number? He can call and ask me. Listen, it was already. If you keep talking about they, I don't give a. As you know, dog, I don't care nothing about they. Y'all know that. That's the reason why I don't come on. I don't care nothing about that. Now. First of all, it was hot as hell there. When we got finished, how else I was gonna get? That's number one. It was hot as hell there.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't nothing else to do. It was already 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I won't finna stay up no more. You do what?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
And I gotta drive back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be there in the first place. I wanted to be in Steel.
Yes, sir.
Truth be told. So what was I supposed? I'm gonna stay there and do what? I'm ready to go home. I've been there since Wednesday.
Hey, Anthony.
Talk to me. Yes, sir.
Hey, it's me, Allen, big dog. No, what I'm saying is we were supposed to run after Rocks. I didn't know you had to go home.
No, fuck, we won't, motherfucker. Don't come on here trying to tell. No, we won't supposed to do shit. Why race is supposed to be Friday? Our race is supposed to be Friday. It won't my fault. Listen. If you know, then why you get on here saying that stupid shit? See, I told you about being dumb. I told you about being dumb. Let me clear something up right now. And everybody else. Deja vu, that camo Corvette belongs to me.
Uh-huh.
That car belonged to me. So if you want to know something, by myself, I pay the bill, I pay for the car, it's my shit. So if somebody else told you something, listen, don't be stupid for the people that's on air. You came on that, you brought your fat ass around on that scooter, and if there's anything that you wanted to tell me, then you'd have said it. But let me do this. You just a talker. I spoke to Jesse James, the guy that cuts the check, the guy that owned the car. Me and him have already had the conversation. So I don't have to talk to somebody. No. So this is what I do for you. You go on mute because I ain't got nothing to say to you because you ain't got no car. I've already talked to the guy. I talked to the man that owned the car.
Okay, you talking to the hood, not the head.
I ain't got nothing else to say. I talked to the owner. I don't talk. Listen, this guy here just. This guy here. That's what I want you to do. Just mute. I just mute you. He does because he came over to my pit. You came over there looking stupid. Who got to run, clown? I'm done talking with you. What else you got to say, Willie? What you got to say, Willie? Yeah, I ain't got to talk. Listen, I ain't got to. This guy's a clown. I told you. I told him on the internet. Go buy. Listen, you need to put on a hat. You need to put on a hat and a red nose, man, and go join the circus, bro. You a clown.
Oh man, not the clown outfit.
You a clown, bro.
Anthony.
You a clown. You a clown. Yeah, I don't got time to do all. Listen, I ain't got time to get on the show and answer dumb questions like I'm running. Like because listen now. Listen to this now. Why I gotta run. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What you say?
I said, sit your ass down 2020 Friday after.
Listen, do you got a car? Listen. Let me do this right here for you. I'm going to do this right here for you. Do you have a car you can race me with that you own yourself that you can lock in? Do you own a car that you can race me with?
Hey, dog.
Do you own a car you can race me with, Alan the Clown?
I don't have a car to.
Okay, then I don't have to talk to you. You just a help, dude. I don't care what I just started doing. I just started doing it, and I got my own car. I don't have to ask nobody nothing. I do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask Willie Dog a question. Has Jesse James ever got on Willie Dog's show and talked for his own car? Who's the one that talked for Jesse James?
Well, he don't need you to talk for him. But listen, hey, well, somebody else might want to talk. Why I got to talk to this nitwit if I spoke with the man at the track? He came to see me on the golf cart when I was packing up. So I don't have to talk. Okay, well, if you know he did, dumb, then why are you asking me? Why are you here asking stupid questions?
Because I want to know.
Okay, shut up. Good. Shut up and get in the corner. Shut up and get in the corner.
Man,
shut up and get in the corner. Yeah, shut up and get in.
Loser. Loser.
You think that affect me, but do you really think that a clown like you say something? You think that affect me? I don't care about what you're saying, Alan. You ain't got no money and you ain't got a car, so you can't. You ain't got no money and you ain't got no car. You ain't got no money. You don't have no car, guy. Why? I'm not even. They've already told you. Listen. Ronald Kane told you purposely. You bad for racing, dude. Go sit down. What you willing right now is that scooter. You get on that scooter and ride around and look like a clown. Do that. Continue to do that like you've been doing. And fall back, buddy. Fall back, buddy.
You driving out there. How about that?
What you going to drive? You just talking. Hey, let's put somebody else on. Put somebody on your phone that's got some good sense.
My own car. I'm going to drive my own car.
Put somebody else on that's got good sense.
You drive your own car and I drive my own car.
Listen, you sound like, hey, listen, get in the corner. You ain't got nothing fast enough. You shouldn't even be talking to me. You ain't even qualified to talk to me.
You're a loser, though.
You still keep coming on. Listen, you're not qualified to talk to me. So you fall back, boy, and go buy your car. Go buy your 484 car. Go buy your 4840 car, and then you come race with the big guy.
I don't have a
4-4. Okay, then shut the fuck up. Then shut the fuck up and deal with small blocks then.
Damn. Loser.
That's what you need to do. Yeah.
Loser.
Okay. Anyway, anybody else on here worth talking to? Hey, dog, put that clown on mute. You know, take your speaking privileges away. Take your speaking privileges away.
We don't do that over here. We don't put them on mute. Usually.
Hey, look here, Tony, bad as you talking to him, if I was him, I'd have went on mute myself, though.
I mean, oh, he's a loser. He's a loser. That's what he is. A loser.
Let me ask you this. You got to race. You got to have something to race to be able to lose. I've lost before, so it don't bother me like that.
You left.
It don't. Listen, last time I checked, clown, I ain't got to ask permission to do nothing. I left when I got ready. I move when I feel like I want to move. I'm the boss. Don't nobody tell me what to do. I do what I want to do. Obviously, you don't understand that. Because, see, you still got to hang on somebody else's nuts.
Well, I don't have to do that.
You need to tell
your gremlins to shut the fuck up then and don't be saying shit.
I ain't got to tell nobody nothing. They grown men. They say what they want to say. I can't control that, but I can control. I control what deja vu do, and I control what I do. So you got to answer somebody. I don't have to answer nobody. Dave, who is Dave?
Where you at, Juice Man?
I like that nigga right there.
Hey, man, you're a bad man.
But listen, but this dude a clown, man. He jump on and ask stupid questions like he didn't.
The clown, like he's deaf
or hard of hearing, man. You could tell this dude one thing, and I swear he'll come back and say the very next, he'll say the same thing again. Like, dude, are you just ignorant? Are you ignorant? Do you got air between your ears? Yeah, you got air between your ears. That's what it is.
Damn.
You got air between your ears. This guy's a clown, man.
Call the man a fucking airhead,
okay,
dog.
Let me ask you, dog. Hey, listen. Man, I don't want to hear nothing. Listen, I'm tired of hearing you talk, man. I'm tired of hearing you talk, bro. I'm tired of hearing you talk. Listen, and you act like it's hard. Listen, you act like it's hard for me to race. It's not hard for me to race, dude. I've had y'all locked in before. This ain't nothing new. This is nothing new. What are you talking about, clown? You don't go looking for me. I go looking for you. You don't come looking for me. You're the dummy.
Oh, man.
You're a loser, though.
Hey, you're a dummy. Ain't nobody had to come looking for me. I want to race. So listen, hold on. I'm a dummy. I could be a dummy, but I got a car to race. That's mine.
Hey,
I'm gonna put my hands on it right now.
Hey, dog. He's a dummy for letting that car go with his purse stuck. That's a dummy.
Guess what? Did it hurt you? It did. Listen. Okay. You know what? It didn't hurt me. Might have hurt you. You probably couldn't do that. And then what? What you gotta say, clown? What you gotta say? You ride around on a scooter the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You the guy that's standing in the lane that's doing nothing because you don't have a car.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you do. And get on here and talk stupid. That's what you do. So
hey bro,
so do us a favor. Get you a duck hat. A red nose and put some makeup on and get on your scooter and continue to ride around in the pit like you do, looking like an idiot. You continue doing that. But don't come on here, listen, but it's disrespect. What do you do? Don't come on here and ask, why did I leave? I've been there since Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go home. I got 12 hours that I got to drive home. So what am I supposed to do? Hey, I supposed to stay there and make him happy.
Lipstick, a lipstick
and a one piece suit. That's all he need. He already got the bike, the scooter.
Oh, have mercy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he gonna ask me a dumb question like that when he already know the answer. I'm stupid, man. I don't do stupidity. I'm scared of what? Man, listen, y'all see that? You see this stupidness that he's talking about? I'm scared.
You're scared of the ass whooping.
Okay, I'm finished. I'm finished. I can't.
I can't. That's why you
got
to have a red nose.
What'd you say?
You got to
have a red nose in his face and eyes outlined with black and black.
You need a bicycle horn.
with big red shoes on.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm done talking. Listen, you a clown, man.
Okay,
I'm done talking.
You're a loser, though.
What you say, Willie?
I hope you got them big shoes.
Hey, man.
Let the clown know
what next show he's gonna be at. Let everybody know. Free admission. Clown.
Good job, Luke.
Clown. Clown, get on here saying clown shit. The clown.
Get your ass out the way.
You shut up, dude. You're a dummy. Hey guys, good talking with y'all. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is what you do for an idiot. Good talking with you guys. We got some good sense. I look forward to seeing everybody in November, except for this. Well, you need to get on something as bad as you shake.
Shit, I didn't know you was on it.
Wait a minute. And why are you running around? You checking? Is you okay? Let's put it out here in the air. You checking me like that, dude?
Hey man, you gotta go.
What's wrong with you?
All right, loser.
Is you checking me like that? Because I can get on your ass some more now. I tell you what I do. I'll tell you what you do.
We'll see you November.
Tell you what you do. Since you watching me like that, you need to take notes and stop wearing the same shit and stop wearing the same shit to the track, okay? That Ryan Grizzly shirt, that motherfucker's a little worn,
man, Ryan,
okay?
Ryan,
and I see you wearing that. I see you wearing that at every race. So if you need something else, I think I got something that can fit you that you can that you can wear and change up since you're checking me like that.
I actually was wearing your shirt yesterday.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But somebody.
It ain't no but now.
Ain't that the loser? Ain't that the loser?
Hey, everybody's lost at some point in time, haven't they? Yeah, everybody's lost at some point in time, right?
Let me ask you that.
That's right. Hey, guys, y'all have a good night.
All right, take care.
All right, good night, loser.
Take care.
A bullshit. Y'all really bad about that race. See, they were that pumping that shit about 50. All you need to do is get them two roosters in the hen house, right, Mike? Ease that pot down and get them locked in. Yes, sir. I got them, Mike. I had to let him vent before I started breaking in on him.
He putting it out there. He ain't holding nothing back. Putting it out there now.
That goddamn Anthony, bad acting.
Bad acting, man.
Hey, hold on.
He said,
I ain't even got time to be on this motherfucking long shit.
Hey, Tate, one thing I got to tell you, I done told you to study people. Everybody love that shine. You can say what the fuck they want them. They want that shine.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. They want that shine. But I'm going to ask a question on that because we got some bad jokers on there. Now, is it really the money they be wanting or is it trophies? Because I show you a lot of jokers bragging about the belts and these trophies and all these plaques and shit, and they don't ever say about the money. So what's more really important to them? Their money be spent tomorrow. Them trophies and shit be around for a lifetime.
For A-Train, for A-Train's the money because he's in the hole already.
Oh, man.
Well, that's true, dude. That's true, too, though. But he tore your ass up, Alan. But I know you was cool.
Man,
he tore your ass up, though.
Hey, dogs. Hey, no. I wish I was at the hospital. I can't talk.
Hey, Alan, you my boy. You better stay up off this mother. They tear your ass up every fucking week, my boy.
I'm at the hospital. I can't get loud, bro.
Man,
I'm at the hospital. I can't get loud.
Kenny Rain's had a question 2 hours ago. Kenny Rain, you remember that question you had, Kenny Rain?
Not the bulletproof vest, Tate.
Y'all got to get somebody else to talk for the camp, bro. Somebody got a little babe. They can get a little grunt. But they been tearing your ass up.
Not the bulletproof vest, Tate.
Hold on, Tate.
Motherfucking whole ass niggas was gonna text, but tell that bitch ass nigga that's texting you to get on the phone.
Damn,
right, hold on, let me read it. Whoever got the attribution of the wind in the back, mute your phone. It said, be quiet, y'all. I gotta read the text.
That's texting you.
All right, Tate, let me read your motherfucker, Tate. Let me read it, Tate. I see Tate hot ass is dick riding versus trying to lock in one of those bales. Is he going to lock Jesse back
man.
In? That's the text.
Okay, but tell that soft ass motherfucker that's worried about what Tate doing. I hear the first lock in over there already with a motherfucker that they claim I can't whoop. I'm locked in with Wesley Snipes already, so I don't have to lock nobody in because your bitch ass probably don't own a car. You probably can't whoop me,
and your damn show can't do shit about what I'm saying on this fucking phone, nigga. Because if you was a man, you wouldn't
come
be
on,
such a dog. You come on mute. You would come on mute, motherfucker. And be
a
man.
Like that, Mike, like that. Nigga, Mike, like that.
Yeah, how long
come on,
Tate. Right
yeah.
How long have you been holding that in, man?
What the fuck somebody else doing?
Hey, kid,
motherfuckers, nigga. I got the first fucking
yes, sir, Mike.
At the motherfucking year finale. With a motherfucker, everybody claim I wasn't going to run. They claim I can't whoop them. And all this old shit. But we locked in, motherfucker. So now talk about that
damn.
Soft-ass, bitch-made-ass
hey,
nigga. They my willy dog.
Not ice cream.
They say, are you big man or little man? They say, are you big man or little man?
Hey. Allen got a soft-ass voice, and they be talking over and treating him any kind of goddamn way in conversation. But they ain't really just having them locking that motherfucker in now. I'm going to call that.
Danny boy.
I wasn't. Hold up, Danny boy. Fuck all that. You don't need to speak for them, Danny boy. That's number one. I wouldn't give a fuck what they doing with him. He got to figure out how to get him a fucking ring. He ain't got none at this point. Listen, Danny boy. This ain't for me and you. This is for the bitch-ass nigga that some of them dick ride. How am I dick ride when all I said was the man is bad ass? Danny boy, hold up. No. Let's get to the bottom of this shit. How is he dick riding when I say the man got on Allen's ass and, goddamn it, he was speaking some shit, real shit, he's bad acting? That's not dick ride. That's speaking facts, nigga. You listen to the bitch-ass nigga that takes off, you heard the shit like I heard it. Ho-ass nigga. And get your bitch-ass out of mute, motherfucker. That's not dick riding. That's coming off mute like a man. Hold up. That's coming off mute like a motherfucking man. And how the fuck I felt about the conversation that was just had, nigga.
Does him and A-Train sound just alike?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like that nigga.
But see, a whole-ass nigga that's going to send text messages, I don't even really entertain them bitch-ass niggas. That's why I tell you, dog. I listen to you because it's your show and I respect it. But a whole ass nigga that can't get out and speak how they feel, he's nothing to me. You're never nothing for me. You are not a
come on,
kid. You're a
Is
boy.
A-Train back on?
You're probably a bitch.
Come on, Tate.
We got journalistic community, Tate. I got to do that to keep the show going.
Every motherfucker, any motherfucker that sends you a text message, I guarantee you the motherfucker that sends you the message can't fucking whoop me, can't deal with me. So that's why they stay on my motherfucking way because they don't even know what it is. Because what I do,
That's a lot of motherfuckers, Tate.
I will be at their ass. That's why they don't want me to know who the fuck it is. I'll be at their motherfucking ass. And they don't want that. So you better keep a mask on, bitch-ass nigga, and stay in the closet, hoe-ass motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Come on, I'm doing rats. All I did was spoke back, nigga. I'm man enough to say the man got on here. He spoke with the way he fucking felt, and he got on the nigga ass. That's what he's supposed to do when a motherfucker fucking with him. You do the same. You text message.
Hey, Tate, that's what he's supposed to do when he don't want to lock in.
No, they don't want to lock in. They don't even want to come on mute and say and even speak as a man. Even if you ain't got a car or can't race, you bitch motherfucker, at least come on mute and speak your motherfucking opinion. Say what the fuck how you feel.
Hey, Tate, who you think it is?
I don't know who the fuck it is. I would love to know who it is.
What the initials, dog? What the initials is?
Yeah, dog.
I would love to know who it is.
I'm about to, if he want me to tell it, all he got to do is text me to tell him. I'll tell it if he want me to.
No.
But if he don't, I won't.
He ain't going to do that. He ain't got no heart. He ain't got no heart.
Oh, man. Not the Wizard of Oz.
I bet you they won't do it.
Who is it, dog?
Any nigga that even text you, hey, dog, Everything I just came off mute and said, did not text you and say, I said, he on the ass, dog. Yep. Did I say that?
No, you said it on the
mute, motherfucker. I came off mute and said
dog,
exactly what the fuck I told dog.
Mm-hmm.
Soft motherfuckers, who y'all scared of?
I told y'all when somebody texts me, I would not tell who they is unless they say I can. I would not do it.
If y'all do, I'm fucking, listen, they in trouble because they fucking with some bitches. Niggas, they can't just fucking voice their opinion and speak how they feel. You hide behind a goddamn text message. You speak
Lord, how much? Not hide behind the internet.
You pretty much saying they don't let us lesbians.
Man, they old ladies is fucked up behind knowing they dealing with a nigga who can't even protect them or speak up or voice their fucking opinion.
Come on, Tate. God damn.
Sorry, motherfuckers. My dick right. Because all I said was the man got... Hell, dog did the same thing. So I guess dog was riding his dick, too. All dog said was the man got on out of there. Dog said the man got on Alan Nas. I said, yeah, Alan, you shouldn't get on this motherfucker, boy. They fucking tearing you up. Now I'm big.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, Tate. I've been a little quiet because I've been at the hospital for about 4 or 5 days. I've just been listening. I can't get loud in this motherfucker.
Alan, ain't nothing wrong with this, but it's persistent giggles.
I know. They've been on
raised,
my ass.
I'm going to raise. It's the bitch-ass niggas that send me text messages about what another nigga going to do and what they ain't going to do.
Man.
And this guy... This nigga want me to lock somebody in, but this bitch-ass nigga can't come on mute. Imagine
not
that.
Not the text message.
This coming on mute
hey,
is
Tate.
Free.
Hey, Tate, that just means that.
Coming off, Adam, listen to me. Coming off mute on this show every fucking week, you ain't going to lose a fucking dime to say what the fuck you want to say. Dog, open that bitch up. Say what the fuck you want to say. It don't cost you shit. And this coward motherfucker sending a text message.
Hey, Tate, that just means he's your fan, Tate. That just means he's your fan, Tate.
No, he ain't no fucking fan. He's a faggot.
Damn. not with a capital L.
I like that nigga.
Hey,
Mike Hill, I'm mad with you, Mike Hill. You sent me the flyer, and then now you done posted it on Facebook. If I'm Ricky Steinberg, if I see you, I'll slap you in the mouth, Mike.
I ain't even get on here to even go off on no motherfucker. I was laughing like, God damn, that motherfucker A-Train acting a fool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Bad acting.
When they start shooting at you like that, Tate, that mean you moved off the ladder there. You on top of the celebrity ladder, Tate, when they get on you like that.
You know I'm gonna fuck about no ladder or being no celebrity. I've been a motherfucker. I'm a real nigga in real life. That's what they don't understand. I'm a real nigga. I'm a motherfucker in real life.
Inglewood. Inglewood.
I like that nigga right there.
You know what I'm saying?
That
shit don't mean nothing. I don't care nothing about no fucking letters and the report and the grades they give it, motherfucker. That shit don't make me.
Come on, Tate. Don't make me feel bad. I think I was doing some good shit. Don't make me feel bad, Tate.
Well, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You right? It's your. I know you. All for that shit. But I'm telling you, you've been knowing me a long time. I give zero fucks
yes,
about none of that. All them accolades that another nigga
yes,
supposed to give you to make you feel special.
What he's basically saying is he don't need no motivation to make him go out there and do the work. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dog, fuck that shit, dog.
Yeah.
Mike Hill got my free passes, man, for getting that free pass to the thing. I know you get in free. He got my free passes, man.
You did free what, Mike?
Dog, that can't be the same ninja that about to suck somebody wee-wee when you show.
No, Mike. I got a problem with you, Mike, because you done posted the fly on Facebook, and I wouldn't send it to Ricky to show Ricky. He should have been mad the motherfucker about that fly.
Ricky wanted to beg y'all to get A-Train on.
Hey, Mo. Put that baby girl on mute now. We ain't having school. Put her in the bed. Mo, so what you think about going from 50 down to 10? They went from 50 to down to 10 and they did it right quick. So was both of them plum faking?
Hell no. Nope.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm trying to say, okay.
No goddamn trailer. I don't know, dog, because all the trailer might have changed things.
No. They didn't lock in off the trailer now. They didn't lock in off the trailer.
But I thought they were talking about when they were talking about the trailer.
But that don't mean no motherfucker. Everybody hold on, please. Can y'all hold on? I'm glad they came up because Tony Bynes was just on the DMV show with the same bullshit. Just listen up, Tate, before y'all talk. See, what they said before the lock-in don't mean shit. See, now, just like they were saying, off the trailer and all that shit. They said all that and everything. But when they locked in, they didn't put that in there. And so they got Tony Ballard in the DMV with that same bullshit about a small block. Tony was just saying, I got a small block. We like a small block and all that. But when they locked in, they never said small block. Now, that's the same shit that just happened tonight. So y'all go talk to it about that because that was one of the topics tonight.
I understood what they were saying, though.
To me, he
was saying off the trailer Thursday, and Rock said it had to been Friday, and the man was like, that's when they were talking about off the trailer when they talked about the 50. But then when you came in and bagged it down, yeah, I don't get that. Off the trailer went out the window. I mean, off the trailer conversation.
Y'all bagged it down. They hurry up and lock that shit in.
When A-Train said, I'll send my fucking 5,000 in for that 5 on 50 and then off the trailer. And Rock said, I'm not coming off the trailer. That's when
Rock
finally came off
the
you and said, hold on. Y'all don't want to break the pot down and get the race on. That's when it happened. Not immediately when Dog came on. A-Train said, I'll send my 5,000 in right motherfucking now. And what the fuck
the man say? That shit happened immediately when Dog said drop that money. I know that, but money made a difference in the lock-in, man. At the end of the day, we got to believe what we see. We can speculate all we want. When Dog dropped that money down, they locked it immediately. I'm here to say this, because I'm a motherfucker that raced like that type of money. What fucking difference do it make? If it started out at 10 and go to 50,
I wish he would have told me that.
The point of the motherfucking show is to get the fucking lock in, man.
I respect that shit. Damn that. I respect it when the Rock said I ain't coming on no trailer for 50. I respect that too. Shit. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of money. Well, motherfucker wants you to beat him at his best. You know, then, but he gonna feel like he wanna feel like he.
Exactly, Mike. Exactly. Shit.
I wish
hey,
he would have told me that.
And at the end of the day, A Train felt the same way too. Cause shit, he's busy.
Right.
Shit.
I want a motherfucker to beat me in my bed for 3,000.
Me too.
California,
Danny
boy.
Boy.
It's like them L's and shit hit it harder than that money sometimes. Hey, Ma, them L's hit hard sometimes. Shit, it's me. Motherfucker, them L's, goddamn motherfucker. Just go out there and let them motherfucker talk to you and do something you don't want to do. I don't believe in letting nobody tell me how to whoop my ass. Shit,
oh,
whoop
man.
My ass. Let me have some say so and how I'm going to take this ass whoop. If I'm going to take one.
Mm-hmm.
Lead me down that goddamn hallway.
Man, listen.
Fuck that.
Y'all motherfucker got it off your chest? Y'all got it off your chest?
Like that motherfucker right there.
No. I cash in for $10 and tell him to sit in the tent, though.
No. Money can't buy me, my brother. Money can't buy me, my brother.
All I know, dog, I got five people on my phone, and ain't none of them fell off since this show has started.
Come on, Ricky. It's been five, Ricky. But I was going to get down to where I wanted to do a monologue because, see, what we just learned then, and like I said, Tony Bynes done got fucked in the DMV. I'm going to say he got fucked by the DMV. He was locking the boy in.
Oh, man.
They was on the back. They was talking just like we talking now. And boy said, okay, I'll run you if you got small block. And he said that now. He did say that. But when they locked in, they never said nothing about no goddamn small block. Now they trying to fuck Tony on that bullshit up there. They kind of fucked up on that shit, man. I got it. When he right, he right.
Oh,
I got it. You know, whether I like him or not. Whether I like
yeah,
him or not.
Yeah, well,
he right,
that Rock and them didn't lock in run off the trailer.
They didn't lock in for no off the trailer. I know I'm just trying to say that's a good example when they were talking
about
off the trailer, but when they locked me in, they didn't send no off the trailer. So when you talking about a lock in, guys, when I'm trying to tell everybody out there, everything you talk about before y'all locked in, you better make sure they do it when y'all lock in. You better make sure it's said when y'all lock in.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, dog, what you saying? You can't talk about what you want in the lock in. You got to make sure you put it in the lock in.
You got to put it in that motherfucker, Danny boy. Oh, I was gonna do a one on one with you today, and let you talk about it because you know you talk. Yeah, I was gonna do that, but it done came out already now.
Didn't Bo do that to lethal weapon a long time ago?
Yeah, he did. Yep, damn sure did. But he ain't did nothing. You can talk about what you want. Me and Chuck did the same thing. But we, we didn't lock in with that though. When I got Chuck with that 100 on 100. When 100 on 100, when we locked in, it was 100 on 100.
Oh, man.
That's not a trick. It's just that you got to know what you're locking in when you lock in.
Get a motherfucker all heated up. Get the lock in.
If you was listening, Bushy, they did say 484 Mike here rules. I said that, Bushy. Now take your ass back to bed.
Man.
I did forget that. I forgot to ask them, do they want track rules or grudge rules or... Or whether they want tickets or no tickets, but we can flip for the land if they don't know. But the reason I didn't, they had me so nervous over him, I didn't want to get them keep making them mad. I just want to get them somebody just locked in. We'll work out the details later. if they didn't say it, they got to do like we did the last time. Well, y'all flip. If you want good rules or track rules or you want tickets or no tickets, if y'all don't agree, you flip for it then. God damn it. Whoever don't want to do it, you lose your punk out.
Mm-hmm.
But they locked in, so That's the main
one. I got $200 for that text, dog.
Look here, you're making yourself look bad. I just told your dumb ass, you can't buy me. How many times you want me to say? I ain't no motherfucking nigga that can be bought. Yet.
I ain't trying to buy you,
dog.
I just
want to
buy that
tape. Well, that same thing as buying me. I don't do no shipping no motherfucking money. I ain't no motherfucking Rudy Poot ass nigga. I'm a real nigga.
Oh, man, not the Rudy Poot.
Yeah, shit.
A bullshit.
But, yeah, Doug, don't make me and Wick get on your head by shooting them people now. You know, you shot a motherfucker, you know.
Oh, man.
Somebody just text me that
Come
shit.
On, dog.
They just text me that shit. They said, you know, Jug here to shoot a motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Jug, they shit on your ass.
What's a cap
Somebody
in your ass?
About that shit today, man. They said they cracked up about that shit, Jug. Man said he was listening to the show and motherfucker sent me $10. So y'all told Jug here to answer.
Lord, have mercy.
All right. I know some of y'all want to go watch the football game, which ain't gonna be what we're sitting two of them on tonight. So
what about the bad report?
You shut the fuck up, nigga. That's what I'm finna say, dumb motherfucker.
I'm sorry, sir. Hey.
Damn kid. Damn kid. You only dog talk you like that kid.
Well, okay, yeah. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. Now shoot me.
Fuck you, regular motherfucker.
Yeah, shoot me like the motherfucker that broke in your house, nigga.
Oh, man.
Well, you ain't going to get hit here, dog.
15.
I ain't going to get hit. Mike, I ain't
going to
get hit.
Damn, Mike.
Jared, Mike been throwing hit him, man. Come on, man. That's something. I told you Mike's move. Boy. That's something that slid one in on you, Jared.
Yes, sir.
Jared, that slid one in.
No, I didn't, Jared. Jared, you say you ain't hit nobody. You just say you shot him.
Which color did you shoot at, Mike? The first time or the one we asked about the last three? He said three different colors.
Not
colors.
The
one with?
I'm going to mute, yeah. Though. I'm going to
do this right quick, guys. Is anybody out there got a bad report? Holler right now. Anybody got a bad report? Anybody they want to talk about right quick? I'm going to go and shoot this bad report out here, and then we can act a fool into this. If y'all want to watch the football game, I'll keep this shit going. Anybody got a bad report?
Nah. I just go ahead and lay it out, though.
All right, I'm finna go and do the bad report. I'm closing all y'all mics as usual, but kid. The kid, my dumbass fucking friend. His stupid ass. Stupid. Juice man, dumbass, don't never hit. I like that nigga on time. He be fucking my timing up, man. I be ready to bust out. All right, kid, me and you the only one though. Anybody got no bad report? Here we go. This is the bad. Take the motherfucking bell. Come on, mister. Mr. Lord, take. All right, y'all leave me alone. Don't be texting me. Don't y'all text me while I'm doing the bad report. Watch somebody text me for the hell of it. All right, here's the official bad report. It's in a, let me see. All Lord, damn near everything on here, but one thing came from Mike Hill's race. Everything on the bad report came from Mike Hill's race. So if you don't get mentioned at all, I'm sorry. I heard Ricky went out in the Atmo and kicked some ass and lost some ass, but that was, it wasn't in my wheelhouse. All right, here's the bad report. It might be fucked up to some, but to me, it's my opinion and my bad report, and I don't know where Flop at today. I hope Flop doing okay. Anyway, here's the bad of week. The bad of week is Billy Gordon with Flash Gordon. The Cub is Russell David Peterson with Scotty Ray called the shooter. Race of the event, DJ McCain and Toxic. The Bully, Danny Armstrong with D&D Racing. The Jackass, Andy Lamont. Oh, no, I ain't got no thought. The Jackass, Andy Lamont sample is Tony Bynes and Bam Bam. He's a Jackass, Andy Lamont sample. Tony Bynes. Most impressive was Billy Gordon and Flash Gordon. Honorable mention was Tyler Hancock and Paper Chaser. Driver of the week was Big Low and Papa J. Best race of the week was Papa J versus Randy Moss. That is the official bear report, kid. I'm finna go over it again. The bear, Billy Gordon, Flash Gordon, the Cub, Russell Peterson, and Scotty Ray's shooter, Mustang. The race of the event was DJ McCain and the Toxic.
Camaro. The Bully of the Week was Daddy Armstrong, D&D Racing. The Jackass was Andy Lamont. Sampler was Tony Bynes and Bam Bam. Most Impressive was Billy Gordon with Flash Gordon. Honorable Mention was Tyler Hancock and Paper Chaser. Driver of the Week was Big Low and Papa J. And Best Racer of the Week was Papa J and Randy Moss. That is the official bad report. Who like it? Good. Who don't like it? Ain't a motherfucking thing you can do about it. I'm finna open everybody's mic back up. If you got a problem with that, talk to the bitch you sleep with at night or the dude you sleep with at night. That's right.
Was that,
I'm ready for a
wheel standing contest, Tony, was that?
Man, I told you, I was mad with Tony, but I ain't really mad with him right now. I ain't mad with Tony right now, but he did some jackass dumb shit, though. I ain't really mad.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad with him. I ain't fucking with him, but I ain't mad with him. That's why I'm calling his name, man. Yeah, come on. Come on with it.
It's funny that you said somebody sleeping with somebody sleeping. Who drive Randy Moss?
I ain't getting in that car. Y'all go ahead and talk about it. The mic's on.
When I watched that video, I had to rewind it. I said, wait a minute. Did Big Low Red Light? That man took off so far ahead. He was at the kid. That man was at the 100 foot before goddamn field took off.
Oh, man. Not the set out.
Hey, dog. Good show. Good bear report. I got to go. I ain't going to be on here with all this shit now.
Oh, come on, Rick.
What you talking
about, Rick? Don't go nowhere, Rick.
What you talking about, Rick?
He gonna get some shit started.
No, he ain't.
Come on,
Ricky. Did I lie, Ricky?
I don't know nothing, but I ain't saw a video or nothing this whole week.
Quit lying, Ricky. Ricky, quit lying. You don't even lie good, Ricky.
Put your seatbelt on, Ricky, so you'll be safe. Put your seatbelt on, Rick. Come
the man
on, Rick.
Just that, the man, now, y'all get mad at me when I don't care who gets texted all that. Now, Jug A came on here in public and asked the question. All y'all do is answer the question. That y'all scared to answer Jug A question?
I don't know anything about it. I can't say.
There you go. See, if you don't know, you don't know, kid. But Ricky know.
Goddamn, Ricky. Goddamn. You scared?
Get your dog on 9mm. I hope something happened to the car that caused him to leave that late. Cause Lord, that man left some dog on late. It wasn't even funny.
Oh, man, not the two-step.
What about if Big Low just cut a perfect light on him or something?
He cut a perfect light. He cut a hell of a light, though. That's a goddamn Big Low was dragging the tree down the track with his ass. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go back and rewind and make sure the Big Low had red light. I said, geez.
Damn, my man, Juice Man fell off. God damn it. Got to get Juice Man back. The Juice Man fell off. Hope he called right back. His slot's still open. It's still open if he called right back.
Yeah, because I like that nigga right there.
Uh-oh. Now, kid, you almost got it right, kid. You almost got it.
Mm-hmm. I'm practicing.
Juice Man got back in. I think he got back in. I told him to call right back. He got back in. Juice Man,
I'm back on. Yep.
Yeah, because kid about to take your job. I'm about to pay kid for that.
Mm-hmm.
He damn near got it.
I like that nigga right there.
I'll keep the show going, man. You don't know I'm on Facebook posting my damn bad report. I'm posting the bad report, y'all.
Dog, I'm going to tell you. I never seen in my life this weekend so many goddamn hungry-ass people.
What they was eating that, kid?
What was that, kid?
Shit, Leah was cooking at the Riot Fest. And, man, I ain't never seen them many hungry-ass people.
Come on,
Lee. No, I said Lee, Chef Lee.
Oh, Chef Lee. Oh.
Them motherfuckers must have ate 12 hours straight, nonstop.
Yeah. Was it free?
No, it wasn't free.
Well, Chef Lee ought to have a nice party. Well, Wesley Snipes going in the ballot with Wesley Snipes going in the ballot with Rock this weekend.
It's supposed to be down there. Yeah, it's supposed to be down there. I like the Camaro myself.
Rock gonna slap shit out there, man.
Both of them Camaros, man.
Oh, okay.
Kid trying to be sly, man. Both of them motherfuckers Camaros.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I pulled this
y'all
shit on somebody one
going.
Day.
Y'all can't keep the show going, man.
I pulled
while
some
I'm
dumb
trying
ass
to post,
shit like
man.
That.
Come on, man.
I pulled some dumb ass shit like that on somebody one day. I said, I like the Mustang. The dude bid for $20. I gave him money back, though.
Joe kid, he had to be a dumb motherfucker.
Like,
a dumb if a dumb motherfucker like you fooled somebody, he had to be a dumb in you.
Oh, man.
Hey,
damn,
dog.
Dog.
No, I don't know. He paid attention, was looking or what? He was just bent with the side everybody ever been with.
Mm-hmm. One of them.
Know what kind of car it was?
One of them monkey see monkey do bellas.
Yeah, I thought I liked the Mustang. So we were standing right by the, you know, we were standing right by behind one car,
mm-hmm.
but he liked the other side. So that's how they went. That man was looking crazy. It wasn't nothing but a little $20 bet. I gave him the money back, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a lot of folks falling
to
the top.
For this shit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
They damn sure fall for it. Yes, sir. And I swear, I don't know why I had this show. These motherfuckers, when I be warning you motherfuckers to shut up, you won't shut up, man. When I tell you to talk, I want nobody to say a goddamn thing. I can't depend on you sorry motherfucking dick-sucking son of a bitches that do nothing.
Oh, man.
Googly-moogly, dog.
Yeah,
nothing. How you really feel, dog. Tell her how you really feel.
I'll be over here trying to post my stuff to Facebook. So everybody can know that, you know, and I can't even get y'all to keep the show going.
But Mike, let me
see if I can get a beat on
this. What up, kid?
I ain't never seen no many hungry ass people before in my life.
What do you mean?
Chef Lee was cooking at this concert and shit. Well, you can call it a concert. And
oh,
shit.
I thought you had a camera set up over at our trailer. I was like, shit, man. They had so much food over at our trailer this weekend. I was like, shit,
man.
Mike, I didn't even get nothing to eat, man.
Oh, Lord. She started cooking Friday.
You should have went on got me. Yeah, you should have got me a damn plate. At least got me a plate and say, hey, dog, I know y'all been working hard. Here your plate, man. Come on. All that goddamn work out of
dog. Dog, you damn sure said you was going over there and get one. You damn sure said that.
Didn't have time. Once I got rolling, I got in there time, and my back was hurting like a motherfucker. My back was hurting so bad. I mean, that was before I got to the track.
Hold on, dog. You don't look like your back was hurting now, because I remember a girl, you know, that's talking about, she teach pole dancing, and she was trying to make an example. She was like, I ain't got no pole out here. You roll your back pretty good over there. That right by then, dog.
I can muster up a little.
Hey, kid, I got them dogs and shit. I'm just cold, goddamn.
That little sharp pole you had, dog. She couldn't do no dancing on.
That girl had one of them K Michelle.
Look at them kids, crazy.
Oh, man, not the K. Michelle.
No, but it wasn't fake, though, you know. She had one of them K. Michelle answers, but it wasn't fake, boy. And I don't know how pretty her titties look, but the way she had them propped up, there was some pretty-ass damn titties standing there, too.
I saw one of them yesterday, dog. That shit was so fake, I wanted to pay her the goddamn to take it off. I said, this don't make no motherfucking sense.
Yeah. Some of them need to just overdo it, man. Just like they do their hair sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Yesterday you was bald, and now you got hair all the way down to your damn knees and shit, man. Come on, man. Some of that shit just don't make no sense.
Hey, kid, if don't nobody come out, them women coming out of the house, or them girls coming out over there, goddamn
it. Damn sure did.
Mike, I saw so many freaky-looking women yesterday, I didn't know what to do.
Mike, I just got a text, Mike. I just got a text. Uh-oh. They said they teammates. That's why he left so late. They said they teammates. That's why they left so late.
Oh, hell nah. Shit, nah.
I just got a text.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, shit do happen. Shit be them. It's all good, though. That was a, kid was a pretty good old race over that kid. You had to be there to see it, though. Pretty good old race.
Yeah.
I swear, these motherfuckers quiet. Come on, man. Y'all just give me 5 minutes of talking. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Come on, guys. Damn. Can y'all talk for 5 minutes?
What's wrong with him,
though?
What Bobby Cole at, man? What y'all did to Bobby Cole? I ain't heard
that.
Oh,
man. Bobby Cole needs it.
Me,
he doing it right thing. His pump faking, big shot ass doing the same thing. He the only one that's just racing. He can't find no, can't get no run.
No, bullshit. Y'all ain't got Bobby running up and down the highway that much, is you? Goddamn, Bobby running up and down the highway, though.
Okay, what did you say, baby?
You want to start some shit? You want to start some shit? Get Boss on the phone.
If I get Boss on the phone, I hope my dick fall off and roll off and stick in your mouth.
Damn.
God damn.
I just told you, motherfucker. I ain't talking to that motherfucker. If I do that shit, I hope my dick fall off, roll down the hill, and stick in your motherfucking mouth.
Lord,
put it in your asshole. I don't give a fuck what you do with you. Just keep it away from
you.
Yeah,
put it in. Yeah,
oh,
you
man.
You don't talking, you big head motherfucker. Get it. I just told you I don't like that nigga. You're going to tell me to get him on the show. You get him on the show, you faggot bitch. You get him on the show. Big head motherfucker. Let me get it. I'm almost through. Put the motherfucker
hey,
out. Can't even keep my goddamn show going. Man, they slow by like you, you dumb bastard. Damn. Let me do it. Anything you want to do is like you have to get your...
Yeah.
I need you to get that goddamn Suburban together, you and Big Drag, and goddamn bring Brother D on out. We can get Brother D out.
I'm damn sure trying to get down there, Mike. I don't know shit.
I'm going to shoot by there and pick Mr. Ass up and bang him on in that motherfucker.
You're
going
to
go to one. That year in finale. That year in finale. Ooh-wee. That's all I got to say. Ooh-wee, kid.
I fucked up and missed last year. I bet you I won't miss this motherfucker this year.
Man, if anybody ain't got their room, she's probably gonna add 20 more rooms to that jewelry, and they done sold like 60. She's probably gonna add 20 more. And she said that's all they could do. So trying to get
the jewelry, the jewelry in, Mike.
Yeah. They done sold 60 up under the block rate. So she's trying to get us 20 more right quick. So.
Mm-hmm.
At that
check
spot.
Out in the morning.
I think we got a couple other little spots we've been working on. So we're trying to keep everybody updated if you're coming.
Yeah.
I just
be looking for a room. I ain't looking for no motherfucking suite. I'm not on no honeymoon.
Hey, kid. Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say. Oh, you need somewhere to goddamn at least lay out and take a shower or some shit.
Right.
Kid, what you think about it, man? We had about 6 or 7 bales this week, and they was growing each other, kid. If the bales didn't grow each other, the teammates brought each other, man.
Oh, man.
Mike, he is here in finale, Mister. Goddamn, go on the goddamn internet, Mister. You make me slap the shit out, you know. Listen, let me see this goddamn post.
I ain't know that the Frankie told me. Man, I forgot about it that Frankie told me that. How many Extreme 20? Do you remember how many Extreme 20 cars you had last year at the finale?
You talking about Extreme? You talking about them?
Yeah, outside. Yeah, the other shootout, not the 484, the Extreme 28. You remember we had both? 36 or 37, 37, over 37. I thought, me and Frank were talking about that day. Frank said it was 27 or something like that. 27.
No, I had to put it on the 30. I was on the 30 something. It was over 30, Mike. It was 30 or no. No. He won it, though. He won it, Mike.
Yeah, I know he won. Yeah, we were just talking.
But now, I'm out of line now, if it wasn't over 30, Mike, it was 26. If it wasn't over 30, it was 26. I know I got that stuck in my head for some reason or another. But it was a bunch of them, though. I put it that way. It was a lot of them motherfuckers.
We made Extreme 20 10 this year, though. 10 3-inch for the Extreme 20 guy, too. So it ain't all about 40-40. 10 3-inch on Extreme 20 in Valos. That's banana.
All right, big money, motherfucker. Keep on, goddamn it. All right. Keep on getting all that money away. I'm about to raise my motherfucking prices, my rate. I'm about to raise my rate, you big money.
Oh, man, not a raise.
I've been working for the same
thing. Don't throw shit out in it, dog.
Man,
I'll do it if you drive it.
Hey, Jughead, here, he was goddamn. He said that this weekend. He said, goddamn, I do. We had this by these minutes. Oh, still, I got a lot of problems.
Mike, I'm serious. I'm serious, Mike. Shit. I might have got fucking lucky.
We were down on our steel all glad this weekend. We were down on that.
And one. I thought they was gonna have at least 10 or 12 of them something. Now that's another thing,
yeah.
Okay. We had an eight car minimum. We have a five in all steel all glad. Mike paid the full price on that. He paid the full price.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I was finna cut that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I was finna cut that bitch.
Yeah, we could have took $1,500 off, but we were like, nah, we just said, fuck it, man. Just have a good day. Good day. Appreciate everybody. Can't always do that, but, you know, try when we can. Go for it.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, y'all see, a lot of people don't see that. They only see the negative part of it. See, they don't ever say nothing about the good part of shit, man. They only want to talk about the negative part of the shit, man.
Oh, no, come on, dog. You know they always going to talk about the negative shit. Always.
Now, I'm glad I remember that. Now, Jughead, we had one guy came on Facebook and said, man, that was a fucked up ass show. Y'all was gate hustling because we didn't see the damn race. Guess, he was talking about the one girls race that we had. He was talking about the race between Tony Bynum and the vet. He, you know, and I said, we didn't, that wasn't advertised. A girls race is a bonus. You know, we didn't advertise that motherfucker's no main event or nothing. That's a bonus if they had a race, the girls race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, We had four shootouts.
We had four shootouts, and he was mad because he didn't see the girls race.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell they getting mad for. I mean, because
they don't understand racing. They don't understand racing.
He ain't a real fan. He just a dumb motherfucker.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say he ain't no real fan. He just not by being an educated fan, Jokey. What I'm trying to say is people don't realize
not aware
we got the show like
can
we just
happen.
Had. No, like the show we just had. The show, you look at the flyer. Everything that was on that flyer took place. Everything that's on the flyer, Jokey.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. But, you know, he was waiting to see that grudge mm-hmm. race between Tony and the Corvette, and he didn't see that. So
oh,
he said
man.
The show wasn't worth a damn, yeah. And said we were gate hustling because they didn't have that grudge race.
Never go to a show to see one grudge race because it might
not
happen.
Never go to a race to see a race. There you go, kid. We were talking about that today, kid. Never go to a race
mm-hmm.
to see a race.
I go always from Florida to Mexico, because Butt Naked had locked in with Cooper Farmer just to see that race. As soon as I pulled through the track, Butt Naked was broke.
Mm, oh, no. Mm, mm. Yeah.
Not the Butt Naked.
Yep.
That was a highly anticipated race between them two, and I always wanted to see it if we went down. As soon as I got through the gate, literally rented a car, they drove all the way from down Florida. I mean, Miami, too, at that.
It happens like that, Jim.
But the race didn't get off. but they were broke. So when I flowed through the gate, they still seen a couple good girls in the race. Yeah, D&D got fucked up two times that day.
Yeah.
Hey, is Mike still on here? I got a quick question for him.
Mm-hmm. What up, Ricky? What up, Ricky?
Scared to talk?
If you was having a race and you done you said, hey, look, long we got eight cars, I'm gonna pay this much, and you had eight cars sign up, but during shakedowns, two of them broke and could not make mm-hmm. the call first round, would you still pay the whole purse or cut it?
Well, if you already agreed that you're gonna pay it, yeah, nothing they do then, because you. You already agreed.
Okay.
To the
well, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's what I was asking. That's the only reason I was asking.
Yeah, Ricky.
I just wanted
to.
Ricky, he just said he paid the full purse when all the fire showed up.
That's a whole different thing. Though. That could have been different.
Ricky put
see,
a different
what he's saying is Ricky. What he's saying is Ricky. Once we had a drivers meeting, the purse is sent. If, you know, once we done had the drivers meeting,
right. What I'm saying is, yeah, we are. If your purse is set, you have the number that you require to pay the full purse, and enter the race and everything and sign up.
But now, Ricky,
they can't make first round. Is it cool to cut the purse then?
Let me tell you, Ricky, you're right. That's a good question, Ricky. It's a gray area, Ricky, because you said two broke. Now, did they break before we had the driver meeting, or did they break after the driver meeting and they had a shakedown? Did they break before or
after the driver meeting? After.
We paid the whole purse.
The part about, like, the purse being adjusted had never came up. But, yeah, I've actually had that happen several times. Like, somebody come up in the drive me, and they beat and did all the drawing and everything. And then they say, no, they can't show up in the first round. Well, that man just got a competition by. I ain't never thought about, like, do I go change the purse or nothing because I already –
Right,
agreed,
that's what
know,
I was wondering. And I haven't either, but I've seen it happen now. So I was just gonna ask you your
right,
opinion.
Ricky.
I was like, poof, wow,
you're right, Ricky.
That's something else there.
That's something else. Good question, Ricky. I'm saying, like I said, them kind of questions that need to be answered for other people on there that you know that do some shit that they ain't supposed to be doing. You go out there and you think you're running for a certain person, then two of the cars dropped off. We cut the person. Well, you didn't tell us shit. You didn't even tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, I got to admit, though, I done been with old Mike a long time, and I ain't never really seen him do nothing fucked up on the purse. Never.
Mike, as I hate to fucking even say this, Mike is about as good as they come on that shit.
Damn, Ricky. How long you been holding that in, Ricky?
I got to throw the fuck up now.
Hey, I done seen him take a loss. I done seen him take a loss and still pay the purse. I didn't say that damn Jerry Curl didn't drive.
Oh, man.
He's legit. He's legit in my book. He's one of the
mm-hmm.
– I mean, maybe he probably is the best no-time promoter there is. So. God, I got to go.
Well, like I said,
I'll be back.
Get out there, Ricky.
Ricky crazy.
Sharp eye Ricky.
Sharp eye, that's him. Well, I know y'all, this is Monday night. If y'all want to get on out of here early and go watch the football game, y'all can. If y'all want to. We done got a big lock-in for the year finale. Two months away, a month and a half away. We done had a couple of arguments, and everybody seemed to be a little tired. I know I am. If y'all want to go, we can go. If we don't, let's get out of here, y'all. Uh-oh, let me see what somebody said. I got a damn text. I got to go talk to my girlfriend. She been missing. That white guy sucking some black dick. Damn.
That sound like.
Dog,
I can almost imagine who sent that text right there. Boy, I tell you.
No, it come from an 872 number now. That white guy sucking some black dick.
No, you lying. It come from a
872. All right, Mike. That's what I... No, Mike, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm finna send you the screenshot, but I'm gonna blot out the shit that you don't want to see.
Mm.
Well, well, well. Year in finale, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'm going to get the ass out now, I can tell you.
Hold on, man.
We got Rock this weekend. Rock this weekend. Got them David Floyd and Ant Bone and them next weekend. Shit, next weekend be October the 6th or something? Or what that is?
Yep.
Dang. No. Hell no.
You're rolling, Mike.
No, next weekend, we'll be down in Donovan. Mike, we'll be down in Donovan. This weekend, we got Rock. Next weekend, it'll be Donovan. Then David Floyd.
Yeah.
Mike, look at your takes, Mitch. Mike, look at your takes I just sent you. Now, tell me if I'm lying.
Hold on.
I hope I blotted out the number good enough so you couldn't see the number. You think I'd be – see, y'all think I'd be lying. Y'all don't know. If I want to say something, I'm going to say it myself. I ain't got to lie to me like I got no fucking text.
You ain't lying.
Yeah.
I can almost see that goddamn number, though.
I get stopped.
I might be able to see it.
Put it up to the one. You see the other shit they had text me, too, right?
Nah, I was driving. Well, yeah, I don't know, though. Yeah. Whoever
that is,
They can't spell. If some people are drugs, they got buses, they didn't pay for their house. So they don't have to worry about paying no cost of living.
The feds done got your dumb ass, nigga. You over there talking and they don't know your phone off. Dumb motherfucker. I close and backed up there. But now, guys,
I'm golden bracelets.
Anybody got something? We up, man. We can go ahead and cut this one off. We can pick it up tomorrow, y'all. I have some more shit to start, but I don't feel like fighting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got anything? Anybody
good,
got anything?
Good, dog. You had a
good
show.
A bullshit.
Cut the show off because if y'all ain't participating, if you ain't got nothing to say, you don't drag a show, man. That's just like when you're fucking your old lady. If you done already nutted too goddamn fast, just get up so I can goddamn finish it off for you. Let me finish it off for you.
You gotta drag it out, dog. You gonna swear you've been somewhere fucking.
No. If you can't fuck your old lady long enough, just go ahead and when you get your short coming ass with your quick. With your quick release ass, that's why she come to me.
Oh man,
these niggas like you.
Not the phone.
Why you think?
Hey,
she
didn't say me,
dog.
I didn't say me.
No, I'm just trying to say. I'm just talking about the guys that got pre ejaculation. All you fans coming, motherfuckers. That's why they got niggas like me to take care of y'all slack. We'll see y'all tomorrow.